friends are getting psyched for Friday night. Take it away, boys. Let the football fly.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome in to Chandler Stadium at Hillcrest High School in Simpsonville, South Carolina. I'm Robert Earl Carter alongside Matt Cray tonight as the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets go on the road to take on the Hillcrest Rams in the first round of the 5A state playoffs. Matt, looking for a good game here tonight. Fort Mill comes in at 4-6, Hillcrest at 8-2. They were the one seed in Region 2. Fort Mill, the four seed in Region 4.
Absolutely. Hillcrest was 5-0 in Region. Fort Mill, 1-3. Three of Fort Mill's six losses came by seven points or less. If you look at their combined records, the combined records of the opponents they played, Hillcrest, 44-55. Fort Mill 53-47. When you get into these first-round playoff matchups, we're here to find out which regions were the most powerful during the regular season.
Absolutely, and when you look at that strength of schedule, you hear that all the time in college football, strength of schedule. Fort Mill has played a very tough schedule. They lost six games. Three of those games they lost by less than seven points or less. So they've been tested. They played well. Fort Mill's biggest issue this season has been beating themselves. They've got to avoid the penalties. They've got to avoid the turnovers if they want to have a chance to win tonight.
Absolutely. And on the defensive side of the ball, they need to stop Will Watts. Will Watts, if you look at the stat line, he's 199 of 298. That's 66%. Over 2,500 yards, 27 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. If they're going to win, let me phrase it this way. In Hillcrest, two losses, Watts only has one TD. He's thrown for less than 58%. Hillcrest has rushed for less than 100 yards. Those are three things to watch out for this Fort Mill defense.
Jackets, like I said, just got to hang on to the football. Don't turn it over. Last week against Nation Ford, two interceptions in the second half led to Nation Ford points, and Fort Mill lost the game 20-13. They got to avoid the turnovers. They've got to not get the bad penalties. Coin toss taking place now on the field. Looks like Fort Mill has won the toss, and we will wait for the officials, but it looks like Fort Mill is going to win and defer. Let's hang on for just a second, and we'll let you know for sure. Fort Mill won the toss. Actually, they are going to receive, and they will work from our right to left as we get started here at Chandler Stadium. Fort Mill tonight is wearing gray pants, white jerseys with royal numerals, with gold trim, the white helmet with the big Yellow Jacket logo on the side. Hillcrest tonight in solid red uniforms, jerseys and pants with white numerals and black helmets with the Hillcrest H. I don't know how to describe that.
It's an H, and the bottom legs of the H are pointed inward. And pointed, I guess.
Yes. It's a neat-looking logo. I like that Hillcrest H. And the Jackets now take the field and head over to the far sidelines. Not a huge crowd tonight over across the way from Fort Mill, but good support nonetheless. Pretty good crowd on the home side for the Rams as they take the field. Their student section tonight, it's costume night. It looks like it's Halloween here as there are a variety of different costumes in the stands.
I've seen Woody from Toy Story. I've seen a couple sumo wrestler costumes. It's anywhere from the left side of the earth to the right. You could look down and see any type of costume.
All right, we're going to take a 45-second break. We'll come back with kickoff right after this. Fort Mill at Hillcrest. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about strengthening communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential and encouraging healthy living.
Get involved with the Y. Visit upymca.org.
The Y, with new locations in Riverwalk and the Clover Lake Wylie area.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
Welcome back in to Chandler Stadium at Hillcrest High School in Simpsonville. Robert Earl Carter and Matt Cray, as we're just about ready to get underway. Number 88, David McCaleb, puts his foot in the ball. It's a high short kick, going to be fielded by Cam Saunders at the 23-yard line. He's up to the 30, wrapped up and knocked down right there. Forward progress to the 30-yard line, and Fort Mill will start first and 10 from there, working from right to left.
Fort Mill goes on offense. Hillcrest, the Rams go on defense, and correct me if I say this wrong, Garrett Saig? Garrett Saig, 102 tackles on the year, 7 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, a pick, a fumble recovery, and 4 fumbles forced. He's going to be everywhere.
JT Marr will set the Fort Mill offense. He'll work from the pistol. He's got Ryan Harriet to his right. He's got an H-back on the near side, 2 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near. High snap, brings it down, gives it to Harriet. Harriet finds a crease across the 30, out to about the 32 or 33 where he's wrapped up. And finally brought down there. Give him 3 on the carry. It'll be 2nd down and 7.
Yeah, a good handoff to the left side. I thought Marr still had the ball. That's something he does a great job of, trying to be very deceptive of where the ball is going. Something Susie really wants them to do to get that defense moving in all different directions.
Now, you saw Fort Mill play at Orangeburg-Wilkinson, I believe, this year, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
And I saw him play at Spring Valley. I think this is the first time since those games that they played on real grass.
I believe you're right.
Marr from the shotgun. Brings a man in motion, going to give him the football, turning the corner. Grant Stevens spins and can't get anywhere. He ran out of room. There were 3 red jerseys in front of him and only 1 Fort Mill blocker there. And they're going to stop him, actually going to spot him for a yard loss.
Stevens had a head of steam on that jet sweep. Wasn't able to carry that around the corner and move the ball forward. That brings up a 3rd down and long.
3rd down, we'll call it. A long 7. He lost about a half yard on the play. They're going to send Bartow Keller wide to the far side. They'll put Shane Boyle and Grant Stevens inside him. They've got Drew Hartman split wide to the near side. Harriet in the backfield. Hillcrest jumps. Hard count by Marr. Drew number 3, Tanner Barnes, into the neutral zone. And that'll give Fort Mill a free 5 yards and make this a much more manageable 3rd down and about 2 now.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a call by the coach or something they had planned beforehand, but great job. Fort Mill plays smart. If they do anything well, they play smart. They may make mistakes sometimes. We talked about before the game, sometimes they shoot themselves in the foot, but I'd like to think this is a smart football team.
Hartman comes wide near side. Caleb Smith is the H-back near side. Bartow Keller splits to the far side. They split running backs on either side of JT Marr. Now they put a man in motion. That's Stevens. They're going to hand it off to Harriet. Harriet off right side. He's across the 40, picks up the 1st down out at the 42-yard line, 1st and 10, Fort Mill.
Yeah, you don't need a lot on this play. You need to pick up, you know, just 2 or 3 yards. Nice job by Fort Mill to just try and extend the chains and move the ball forward.
1st and 10, Fort Mill from the 42.5, let's call it the 43-yard line. Right in the middle of the field between the hashes, 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. This is Fort Mill's opening drive. They'll line up twins each side this time. Harriet behind Marr. Marr takes a snap, play action, going to throw deep down the far side for Keller and just off his fingertips. Bartow stretched out as far as he could, and it just tipped off the ends of his fingertips.
Yeah, nice job by Marr to try and throw the receiver open. When he threw the ball, it was hard to tell where it was going. Keller broke free at the last second. It was just a little bit overthrown, and Susie likes to take a lot of those shots on a 1st and 10 as they get closer to that midfield logo.
Keller just ran a little post route, and he was right down the seam, and they just missed him off the fingertips. Again, twins each side. Harriet to the left of Marr this time. Hard count. Takes a snap, dumps it off to Harriet coming out of the backfield. Makes a move and gets across midfield and slung down in Hillcrest territory at the Rams' 46-yard line.
That was a nice read by Marr. the two corners on the near side. Both were in man-to-man. They went with the receivers on the slant routes. Harriet comes out of the backfield. He makes the simple play, dumps it off. Harriet gets them right on the marker. It's real close.
Ryan, one of the faster guys on the Fort Mill team, and he was one-on-one with a linebacker right there and was able to get around him, and then they had good pursuit and was able to run him out of bounds. They do move the chains. It's first and 10 Fort Mill at the Rams, 46-yard line. 9:39 to go here in the first quarter. Keller and Stevens go wide to the far side with Smith as an H-back on that side. Josh Cloud to the near side. They're going to give it off to Harriet. Harriet goes counter, bounces it outside near side, and going to be run out of bounds at the 41 of the Rams. So it's a gain of 5, and that'll bring up a third down and 5 situation.
Rams stacked 7 in the box that time, and they sent all of them. If Harriet had stayed up the middle, he wouldn't have gone anywhere. Nice job to bounce it to the outside, make something out of a play that was going nowhere.
He took that hard step to the right, cut back left, picked up good yards. Second down and 5 as they go with twins to the far side. Hard count. Marr takes a snap, straight drop, going to fire. Got a man on the out route. Grant Stevens came out of the backfield, went downfield about 7 yards, cut outside, makes the catch, and he's right at the marker. They may have to measure this one, Matt.
It's a close one. Rams again, 7 in the box. They sent 6. Very evident early. They're trying to put pressure on JT Marr to get him to make mistakes. But I think Susie saw it coming because they're doing a good job of getting it out of Marr's hands very quickly.
They're going to bring the chains in, and while they do that, I'll tell you high school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network, sponsored in part by Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning of Rock Hill, the most comfortable call you can make, by Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union, here for you, not for profit. That's the point. And by Springs Insurance of Fort Mill and Indian Land, visit our website at springsinsurance.com. All proud sponsors, Fort Mill High School playoff football action. Looks like they're going to be a couple of lengths of the chain short of the first down as they bring the ball over to the hash mark, set it down. I'd say it's going to be third down and about 4 inches.
Yeah, or a couple of credit cards if you want to use a measurement term.
There you go. It's not much. Jackets break the huddle. Come up over the football. Big number 77. That's Bartley Leonard, the center. They've got twins to the short side of the field on the far side. They've got Josh Cloud split wide near side. Marr takes a high snap, brings it down, gives it to Harriet. Harriet gets his feet yanked out from under him, and I think he's going to be short, Matt. He started around right in and couldn't quite get there. He's actually going to lose a yard.
Wasn't able to tell who made the tackle, but someone went for the legs, made a nice stop behind the line of scrimmage. I didn't hate the call. Nice little zone read, but Harriet didn't get where he needed to go.
High snap may have thrown the timing off just a little bit there as Ryan had to reach up and snatch it down quick. They go split backs. They're going for it on 4th and 1. Split backs. Now they put Harriet in motion, far side. Going to give it off. Coming back near side to Grant Stevens, and he's not going to get it as number 13, Travis Anthony, and number 32, Jaron Simpson, lock him down right at the line of scrimmage, and the Rams will take over on downs.
They sent Harriet out in motion into the right flat, again trying to create a lot of misdirection. Nice discipline by the Rams defense to stay where they needed to be, make the tackle. Now they give their offense good field position going left to right.
Get our first look at the Rams offense. Number 18, Will Watts, the quarterback. He'll split the running backs on either side of him in the shotgun. He's got a wide out to the far side, got twins near side. Takes a snap, straight drop. Looking, pressure coming, going to fire deep down the near sideline. Caught and finally slung down at the 20. Cam Saunders on coverage for the Yellow Jackets. Trey Adkins got a hand on him, a little bit of pushing there as he tried to get separation. No flag on the play.
Yeah, there was some pushing. Adkins has the most receptions on this Hillcrest team. That's his 51st. They like to throw the football.
First and 10 Hillcrest at the Fort Mill 19-yard line. Coach Susie said they will formation you to death, and they have done that now. They'll hand it off number 20 straight ahead, and he's going to get down to the 16-yard line and be brought down there. And I don't have him on my roster. Do you have number 20 anywhere?
Number 20, I do not. We'll work on getting
we'll
that here in just a second. But back to the catch again. Just nice job to keep the eyes on the football. put his hands around the defender. He was smothered on that last catch.
They'll go trips left this time. One receiver splits to the right. Running back to the left of Watts. Watts fires far side, flanker screen. It is complete and going to have a first down inside the 10, down around the 6 or 7 yard line. Again, that's Trey Adkins on the catch.
Just a nice job to extend the chains like Fort Mill did earlier. A couple of, you know, short plays. You don't have to get the big chunks on every play. Get the ball in your playmaker's hands. Let them create.
First and goal from the 7 with 7:35 to go. Watts this time looks like he approaches like he's going to go under center, but he's just giving the lineman the call. He's got twins to each side. He's running back to his right. He'll take the snap, going to hand it off. Straight up the gut, driving inside the 5, down to the 3. Again, that's number 20 on the carry.
Nice handoff up the middle. Try and keep the defense honest. Push forward towards the end zone. Brings up, what, second and goal?
Second down and goal. And a huge package change for the Hillcrest Rams as they'll go with the Wildcat look this time. They got 3 fullbacks. The tailback's number 10. He's going to carry it going off right side. And lunges toward the end zone. He doesn't get in. Fort Mill Jackets stack it up. That on the carry was Quindarius Jefferson as he goes Wildcat that time and tried to follow 6 blockers off the right side, and the Jackets were able to stop him.
Yeah, nice creativity to try and get the score there. Jefferson does a little bit of it all. 2 rushing touchdowns, 5 receiving. Looks like they're going to go with him again.
They're going to do the same thing. 3 fullbacks lined up shoulder to shoulder to the right. Jefferson takes a snap. Started right, cuts back left. He's not going to get there as the Jackets stack it up again, and he pushes forward. Did the whistle blow to stop forward progress? He actually fell into the end zone, but I think they called him short, and they do. They blew the whistle to stop forward progress, and it's going to be 4th and goal from inside the 1. And once again, the Jackets will have to face that big power set of the Rams.
They're sending in Dante Anthony. Anthony only has 61 carries for 290 yards, but he has 11 rushing touchdowns on the year.
Same formation. They'll take snap, go right side this time. He lowers his shoulder and lunges forward into the end zone. Touchdown, Hillcrest Rams. 5:46 to go in the first quarter, and Hillcrest punches it in from 1 yard out.
Again, Dante Anthony, he's not averaging a lot of yards per carry. He's gotten half as many carries as Colin Whitfield, but he has 11 touchdowns. Now 12, 10 more than anyone else on the team. He's their power back.
Extra point attempt coming up. This will be number 88, David McCaleb. He will do it out of the hold of number 8, Trey Adkins. And a penalty on the play is a personal foul against Fort Mill. After the touchdown, they'll assess that on the kickoff. So McCabe will attempt the extra point, as I said, out of the hold of Adkins. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. 5:46 to go in the first. Hillcrest leads it 7-0 over Fort Mill. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Hi, this is Beth Vanderwalker with the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, reminding you of next year's date of May 4th and 5th, 2018. For more information, go to scstrawberryfestival.com. Go Yellow Jackets!
Want to win big? What if we could turn over your high rates, run down your payments, and help you catch free checking without the fees?
Really? Who does that?
Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union does, because we're focused on you. Visit any of our 7 locations or arrowpoint.org to join today.
Member NCUA, see ref for details.
Real estate property tax bills are in the mail. Sell your real estate at auction before the tax bill is due. Call me, Randy Ligon, at 803-366-3535 or see theligoncompany.com for details. That's theligoncompany.com. Gotta go.
Welcome back out to Chandler Stadium at Hillcrest High School. The Hillcrest Rams get on the board first here in the first round of the 5A state playoffs as Dre, who was it? What was his name? Dante.
Dante Anthony.
Dante Anthony scores.
That's his 12th rushing touchdown on the year.
Penalty on Fort Mill after the touchdown. Let's Hillcrest kick off from the Fort Mill 45. Fair catch called for at the 21 and made by number 15, Allen Stevens. Fort Mill puts it in play, first and 10 from their own 21 or 22-yard line.
Curious strategy to pooch kick it there. Maybe they are threatened a little bit by the Fort Mill returners, who, when they get ahead of steam, can put them in good field position.
Fort Mill moved the football on their first drive. They got down the field. They got in Hillcrest territory, and it ran out of steam for some reason. We'll see what they can come up with here. Bartow Keller splits wide right. That's the far side of the field. They've got twins to the near side. There's a slot on the far side. He'll come in motion. That's Grant Stevens. No, it's not. It's Sebastian Locke. Marr takes a snap, dropping straight back, dumping it off on the screen. A wide open Ryan Harriott. Harriott down the far sideline, across the 50, looking for a block, 45, and finally wrapped up. Breaks free, 40, 35, and down to the 33-yard line. Ryan Harriott was wide open on that screen.
We talked about on the last drive, Hillcrest has made it very evident they want to blitz. What's the perfect cure for a blitz? A halfback screen. They run some misdirection. They bring the entire defensive line in, some linebackers left. Marr waits. Nice job being patient. Dumps it off to Harriott. As you said, nothing but green in front of him until he's eventually brought down.
They had some good angles to get over there and kind of corral him toward the sidelines. But it's first and 10, Fort Mill at the Hillcrest, 33. Marr brings Caleb Smith in motion and resets him near side. Takes a snap. Going to dump it off to Smith, who makes the catch and gets down to the 25-yard line. And it's going to be a pickup of 8 and brings up second down and 2.
Yeah, nice little short throw. He threw it before Smith even had his head turned. Again, trying to soften up this defense.
He came from that H-back spot, which is a glorified tight end, one step off the ball. And I played that position, and that is the hardest pass in the world to catch, because you release off the line, take about 3 steps, and turn around, and the ball's in your face mask. Nice job by Caleb Smith to make that catch. Twins each side. Harriott behind Marr. Hard count. Boyle goes in motion. Now they'll give it off to Harriott. Harriott made a nice cut up the middle, still on his feet, driving inside the 15. Ryan Harriott takes it down to the 14 of the Rams. It'll be first and 10 for the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Receiver went in motion behind Marr, and that for the first time you saw the Hillcrest defense react to that receiver, went with him. That created the hole for Harriott up the middle, who, a great athlete in space, again, able to create a play, get a first down.
He made a couple of little juke moves as he went through the line. He went left, back right, back left, and made a nice, nice run. Marr takes a snap, going to give it off Shane Boyle, trying to run jet sweep. Good block by Harriott over there as Boyle gets around the corner, stays on his feet. Shane Boyle dives to the pylon. Is he in? No signal. Touchdown, Fort Mill.
Nice job to get around the edge. Followed his blocker, broke one tackle, and he was home free.
Nice job that time by Shane Boyle as he stretched out for the pylon on the right front corner of the end zone and takes it in from 14 yards out. Kyle Romanek will come in to attempt the extra point. Now they're going to shift around, and looks like they're going to go water bucket this time. And they draw Hillcrest offside with a hard count as Drew Hartman stood in the shotgun formation. Fort Mill with 5 linemen on the far side. Well, 4 linemen on the far side and 4 on the near side. And confused Hillcrest, they go with a hard count and draw them offside. They move it half the distance to the goal. Again, they'll line up same formation. They've got guys to the right. They've got guys to the left. Hartman takes the snap. Rolls to his right, looking. Now he's going to throw to the back of the end zone. Caught! 2-point conversion is good. Making the catch. I can't get a number. Is number 30. That is Jake Ajemian. And the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets take an 8-7 lead with 4:02 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
This is Robert Allison of Springs Insurance. Find us on the internet at springsinsurance.com.
Your new home is one of the biggest investments. Put it under the microscope with Dick's Doctor Home Inspections. I'm Jeff Newell, and all homes, even new construction, need to be inspected for your protection. Dick's Doctor Home Inspections, licensed in North and South Carolina, DicksDoctor.com.
Excitement in the air here for high school playoff football action at Hillcrest as the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets drive the ball down the field very quickly, and they punch it in on a 14-yard run by Shane Boyle, and then go with some trickery as Drew Hartman hits Jake Ajemian for the two-point conversion, and Fort Mill leads 8-7. The kickoff is fielded at the 15-yard line, scooped up and powers forward out to the 30, maybe the 32-yard line. And that's where Hillcrest will put it in play, first and 10.
Play calling so far. You can tell Susie knows his team has nothing to lose, but they're going to have to reach deep into the bag of tricks and have some plays like that if they're going to come out on top. That gives your team a lot of confidence on this defensive drive.
They spot the ball at the 30-yard line on the near hash. Hillcrest works from our left to right. Quarterback is Will Watts. He stands in the shotgun. Three receivers near side. Takes a snap. Going to hand it off. That's number 20. That's Dre Johnson as he tries to go off left side. Nowhere to go. As Cam Saunders goes in and takes his feet out and then had some help up high from a couple of the linemen. Short gain of about two. It's second down and 8.
Yeah, he got his legs taken out from under him, and then landing on top of him was Ajemian, who made a great tackle. He just got sandwiched right in between.
Twins each side this time with Dre Johnson to the right of Will Watts. Watts takes a snap, fires on a quick curl, complete, and breaking free is number 10. That's Jefferson. Jefferson down the far sideline. Bartow Keller grabs him and drags him down from behind at the Fort Mill 32-yard line. But Jefferson able to pull out of the grasp of Cam Saunders. That was Ryan Harriet over there on coverage, I believe.
Yep, man coverage, broke a tackle, found Green to the outside. Again, he's a little bit of a do-it-all guy. He's the third in touchdown receptions, 164 yards. He's a good athlete.
Watts sets three receivers near side. Johnson to his right. One receiver split wide to the far side. He'll hand it off. Johnson going far side. He turns the corner and going to be run out of bounds. Close to the first down marker. I think he got there. They had to drop the chains to get out of the way, but he got enough for the first down as he's down inside the 20 to about the 17 of the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Rams doing a good job of executing on offense, going exactly where they need to go. They're shredding Fort Mill right now.
Trips right, one receiver left. That's Jefferson over there. New running back in on the right of Watts. Takes a snap, going to give it off to him straight ahead, pulling tacklers with him inside the 15 to the 14. That's number one, Colin Whitfield, as he'll pick up about 3 or 4 yards. Let's call it second down and 7.
Whitfield has the most carries of anyone on this Rams team. That was his first carry tonight. 120 carries, 545 yards, and a touchdown.
2 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Fast-moving first quarter. Fort Mill leads 8-7 as number one Whitfield gets the ball once again, and he is met immediately, going to lose about a half a yard on the play back to the 15.
Just like last drive, Rams get down inside the red zone, and those windows start to get a little tighter. That field starts to get a little bit shorter, and so far Hillcrest not able to execute.
They'll line Whitfield up to the left of Watts. They've got twins to each side now. Whitfield resets to the right. Twins on each side. Watts takes a snap, dropping straight back, looking, going to fire towards the end zone, near side. Caught, touchdown, Hillcrest. Making the catch, number 7, Stephen Campbell, on a, what was that, 13-yard pass? 14?
13-14-yard pass. There were two Yellow Jackets in the area. That's just a situation where a bigger receiver went up and made a play on the football over an undersized defender.
They're going to line up like Fort Mill now and spread the defense out. They'll take the snap and roll, and flags fly as I think Hillcrest moved before everything was set. I'm not sure. They had the whole team lined up left side with two guys to the right and a center. Quarterback in the shotgun. Illegal participation against Fort Mill as they had 12 men on the field. And I think they're going to assess that. Are they going to do that here? Are they going to do it on the kickoff?
It'll be here.
Oh, no, it was not against Fort Mill. That was against Hillcrest.
It was either an illegal formation or an illegal shift.
Well, the illegal shift would be this.
It's illegal formation. They did something wrong.
Illegal substitution, I think, is the call. Twins right, shotgun, Everybody else lined up left. Watts. Grant Stevens trying to chase him down, and he'll drop him for the sack. He got help from a Jimmyan, but the Jackets hold on a two-point try. 2 minutes to go in the first. Hillcrest leads it 13-8. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
24K Rides is the area's choice for transportation needs, corporate events, weddings, proms, airport transportation, and parties. 24K Rides Escalades and Mercedes Sprinters will get you there safe and in style. Call 803-547-9077 or online at 24krides.com.
Earn more this Christmas with select Founders credit cards. Receive double CU rewards points on all retail purchases through the end of the year. For complete promotional details and restrictions, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Earn more this Christmas with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Hillcrest, where the Hillcrest Rams put together an impressive drive as they come right back after Fort Mill took the lead. And Will Watts hit Stephen Campbell for a 15-yard touchdown pass, but Grant Stevens comes up with a sack on a two-point pass attempt, and Hillcrest leads 13-8. High kickoff this time, a little bit deeper, going to be fielded at the 11-yard line and getting out to the 20, and that's about it. I believe is number five, Josh Cloud. It is Cloud on the return as he gets it to the 21, and Fort Mill will start right there.
Robert, I think Hillcrest got a little too fancy on that last drive, trying to do a little bit anything you can do, we can do better, trying to go for two after the touchdown. You kick the extra point, you're up by six. Now it's a five-point game, and a touchdown without an extra point gives Fort Mill the lead.
Jackets come out. They'll put Keller and Stevens on the far side. They've got Hartman split wide near side, and they've got Caleb Smith as the H-back near side. Marr takes a snap, going to pull it down. Now play action rolls out, dumps it over the middle, intended for Caleb Smith, who was running a drag route over the middle of the field, and he was in heavy traffic and is unable to come down with it. And we got a Hillcrest Ram player slow to get up. That's number 27. That's Xavier Mathis. Is he does get up, but he's still doubled over in pain. Now goes back to his knees, and I think they're going to have to take an injury timeout. Nope, they're going to get a sub in for him before that takes place. High School Football on the OTS Sports Network, sponsored in part by the area's number one choice for safe and stylish transportation. 803-547-9077, 24K Rides, and by the Ligon Company. Investment property, commercial real estate, property management, and auctions. Call 366-3535. Marr takes a snap, going to hand it off. Harriet. Harriet straight up to gut off left guard, and he'll cross the 20 out to about the 22-yard line. Only a gain of about one, not much on the play.
Had a little bit of room in front of him. I'm not sure if he got his legs taken out or if he tripped over his offensive lineman, but Not able to get anywhere. Fort Mill in a tough third down now.
Big play coming up here as Fort Mill faces a third and nine from their own 21. Maybe the 22. It's hard to tell from this angle. Marr's going to go empty backfield this time with three receivers to the wide side. That's the far side of the field. Two receivers near side. Takes a snap. Fires at the feet of Grant Stevens. Stevens was going to run about a 12-yard curl, it looked like. And Marr threw it right at his feet. Grant never knew the ball was coming.
Defensive backs on the far side pull back, giving a large cushion. Marr, noticing that, tried to get the ball out of his hands quickly to Stevens. Stevens just didn't have his eyes on the quarterback. Big miscommunication.
Kyle Romanek will come in to punt it away. He's going to be standing at the 8-yard line to await the snap. Hillcrest with two guys back deep around their 35-yard line. Number 10 on the near side is Quindarius Jefferson. Number 27, Xavier Mathis, on the far side. Romanek gets the snap, gets the kick away. It's a high, wobbly kick, not very deep. It's going to bounce, take a Fort Mill bounce, and roll inside the 35 and roll dead at the Hillcrest. 34-yard line with 50 seconds to go. Boy, the clock ran a long time after that ball was down. 50.7 seconds to go in the first. Hillcrest leads it 13-8. They take over first and 10 at their own 34. High School Football brought to you in part by your Upper Palmetto YMCA with 14 convenient locations in York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. By AirTech Heating and Air, call Benny Etter at 327-7100 for all your heating and air needs. And by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax. Discover the Founders difference. FoundersFCU.com. Four receivers in a diamond bunch near side. Now they'll shift out of that. They'll line up with three receivers near side as Dre Johnson takes the handoff from Watts, and he'll be stopped for about a yard gain out to the 35-and-a-half.
That was Grant Stevens on the tackle. Had a great week last week. You were telling me about 13 tackles, an interception, a blocked kick.
And two sacks.
Two sacks.
And he caught a touchdown pass. Twins to each side this time for Will Watts. Takes a snap. Fires on the quick slant, complete to Jefferson. Jefferson dancing around trying to find somewhere to go. And now he's going to be swarmed under by the Yellow Jackets. Never goes to the ground as they blow the whistle for stopping forward progress. And he got just enough for the first down, I believe. We'll wait on the spot and see. They're going to say it's third down and short. Don't look like they're going to measure it. I thought they might need to bring the chains in. But it's just short. And that's going to be the final play of the first quarter. At the end of one, the Hillcrest Rams 13, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets 8. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, home of the 10-minute oil change, your one-stop shop for your car. Unbeatable prices, reliable experience, and efficient, friendly service. Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, Tom Hall Street, Fort Mill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. The Train Unstoppable event means special financing for 60 months. Call AirTech at 327-7100 and stay warm this winter.
See dealer for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Offer ends December 15th.
It's Toyota of Rock Hill Savings.
Plus.
Get over 800 new Toyotas with the Real Zero Deal. 0% APR plus zero down. Plus zero payments for 3 months. Plus zero cost Toyota care maintenance. Don't miss Savings Plus at Toyota of Rock Hill.
Online at toyotarockhill.com.
Select 2017 with approved credit. Excludes tax, tag, license, and registration fees plus 377 documentation fee. First 3 months provided by SETF. Check issued to customer for payments up to $1,500. Deferral payments added to...
Chris Graham line up in the Wildcat as they'll take the snap, come off right side, a huge hole, off to the races, number three, Tanner Barnes, that's number two, Dante Anthony, and Anthony is into the end zone for a 56-yard touchdown run as he came off left side, and there was nobody in front of him.
Fort Mill's defensive line obviously went to the middle trying to stop the one-yard rush. Nice job by the Rams offensive line to create a huge gap on the left side. There was nobody on the second level. He was gone.
Now we'll see their kicker come back in. That's David McCaleb. He'll attempt the extra point out of the hold of number eight, Trey Adkins. As number two, Dante Anthony, just took off the left side in that Wildcat formation with three blockers. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 11:49 to go in the half. Hillcrest stretches the lead now 20-8 over the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about strengthening communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential and encouraging healthy living.
Get involved with the Y. Visit upymca.org.
The Y, with new locations in Riverwalk and the Clover Lake Wylie area.
Hi, this is Beth Vanderwalker with the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, reminding you of next year's date of May 4th and 5th, 2018. For more information, go to scstrawberryfestival.com. Go Yellow Jackets!
It's the fall auction season. Selling two estates in Rock Hill, including real estate and contents. Also a medical office in Monroe and more contents online. Call me, Randy Luggan, and see theluggancompany.com for details. Gotta go.
Well, the Hillcrest Rams come up with a big play for the first play of the second quarter as they lined up in that Wildcat formation with number two, Dante Anthony, in the backfield with three extra blockers lined up as fullbacks on the left side. And he followed that wall, turned the corner, and Fort Mill had nobody between him and the end zone. And he's able to take it 56 yards for the touchdown. Here's the kickoff. It's a high short kick going to be fielded at the 15, out across the 20, 25, out to the 30, 35, 40, 45, and knocked out of bounds up around midfield. And on the return, number two, Cam Saunders, as he takes it to the 50 for Fort Mill. Nice return.
I believe we just found out why the Rams were pooch kicking it to start the game. hit the hole, burst of speed, and puts Fort Mill in great field position after a touchdown that really felt like it zapped a lot of energy and momentum out of the Yellow Jackets.
Cam Saunders took a big shot as he was about to go out of bounds up around the 50, and looked like he might have taken out a couple of Fort Mill players over on the far sidelines and a coach or two. That was a big hit. Twins near side, one receiver to the far side. They've got a slot on the far side as well with Harriet to the right of JT Marr. Fort Mill now working from our left to right. Marr back to pass, dumps it over the middle, complete to Grant Stevens. That's Shane Boyle. Catches it and takes a shot from behind that actually knocks him forward for a couple of extra yards. He's going to pick up about 8 yards on the play, second down and two.
Nice job by Boyle to keep his hand on the ground, his knee off the ground, and to propel himself forward to pick up a couple extra yards.
Second down and two from the Hillcrest, 42-yard line, 11:10 to go here in the first half. Fort Mill trails 20-8. Marr with Twins on each side. Brings a man in motion behind him. Going to hand it off to Harriet. Harriet straight ahead. He's going to have the first down as he crosses the Hillcrest 40 and goes down at about the 38-yard line.
First down, Hillcrest 40. Last time we were in a situation like this, Susie took a shot downfield. Something to watch out for on these next three plays.
I like that play on second and short. I like the first down, pick up a chunk, and then go to the end zone on second and short. That's what I like, but we'll see what they do. It's at the 38. It's on the far hash, which is the left hash, as Fort Mill working from our left to right. Marr from the pistol. Harriet to his right. Twins each side. Play action. Dropping back. Going to throw deep down the far sidelines. He's got a man down there. Caught! Touchdown, Josh Cloud! And Matt Cray makes the call. He's the offensive coordinator.
I think there's a reason they didn't hire me as the offensive coordinator, but I will take the credit there. Cloud beat his man one-on-one down the far sideline. We saw that earlier in the game. It was a little bit overthrown. Cloud runs under it, makes a nice catch, and Fort Mill right back in this ball game.
They'll come in with Romanek now to attempt the extra point out of the hold of Drew Hartman. Hartman looks back, calls for the snap. It's a low one, gets it down. Romanek gets the kick up, and the kick is no good. Wide right, 10:31 to go. In the first half, Fort Mill trails the Hillcrest Rams now 20-14. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
This is Robert Allison. See us at Springs Insurance, Fort Mill, Lancaster, and Indian Land, protecting what's important to you.
Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, home of the 10-minute oil change, your one-stop shop for your car. Unbeatable prices, reliable experience, and efficient, friendly service. Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, Tom Hall Street, Fort Mill.
Back at Hillcrest, Kyle Romanek has it teed up for the Yellow Jackets, ready to kick it off. Punches it downfield and going to kick it sideways out of bounds. And Hillcrest will start in great field position as Fort Mill comes right back. A great kickoff return that was set up. Cam Saunders set that up with a kickoff return out to the midfield stripe. They picked up good yardage down to the Hillcrest 38, and then JT Marr uncorked a nice pass downfield. Looks like they're going to make them re-kick rather than spot the ball.
I think it was a false start or an offside.
Oh, is that what they called? Well, no, that's still the same signal. They threw the flag for the kick going out of bounds. But they opt to make them kick it again. So rather than taking it at that 35, they're going to make Kyle kick it off from the Fort Mill 35. But anyway, as I was saying, Josh Cloud caught that ball in stride and takes it to the end zone. Last week, he's redeemed himself tonight for the one last week. He had one go right through his hands like that, but a nice job tonight. Low kick down the middle of the field, picked up at the 15, out to the 20, out to the 30, 35, out to the 40, flag down, out to the 45, to the 50, and reaching into Fort Mill territory to the 49 is number 27. That's Xavier Mathis, but there's a flag down at the Hillcrest 41-yard line.
I think we saw why Hillcrest wanted to decline the penalty. Felt confident in their kick return team. Would have been great had it not been for the flag.
They're only going to end up in a net loss of about 4 yards on the play. They would have had the ball at the 35. They're going to start at their 31 after the 10-yard walk-off from the 41-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 Hillcrest from their own 31. Ball's on the near hash as they work from our right to left with 10:19 to go in the first half. They lead Fort Mill 20-14. The Jackets had that one drive where they had to punt. Otherwise, they've been trading possessions or trading touchdowns with Hillcrest. Trips to each side. Actually, that's a tackle that is split out to the near side. On the numbers, they've only got three linemen in tight at the line of scrimmage. Firing to the far side on the screen, complete, and breaking tackles and still on his feet, picking up about 7 or 8 yards, making the catch, I believe was number 8, Trey Atkins. And they had a nice wall in front of him. Fort Mill penetrated the wall, but they couldn't find a handle on him to grab him and bring him down.
Yeah, it was nice defense by Fort Mill. Poor execution. They weren't, like you said, weren't able to make the tackles. Nice job of Atkins, though. He's a shifty player.
They'll put four receivers on the near side this time, one to the far side, as Watts goes empty in the backfield. Now he's going to throw the receiver screen to the near side, as Grant Stevens tracks him down and makes the stop at the 41 or 42-yard line. Good closing speed by Grant Stevens that time. Number one, Colin Whitfield catches that out of the backfield.
Absolutely. Trying to spread this Fort Mill defense out sideline to sideline, which will open up the middle and the vertical game.
The official steps in and sends Grant Stevens out of the game. I don't know what if it's an equipment problem or what, but he sends Grant to the sidelines. And we'll have to see what that's all about. But Coach Susie said in our pregame interview that Hillcrest would formation you to death, and that's what they've done tonight. They have so many formations. This time it's a pistol look with one wide out to each side. They've got the running back behind Watts, and now the Rams are going to take a timeout. We will too. 9:20 to go in the first half. They lead 20-14 over the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Save money on an auto loan as low as 1.90% APR with Family Trust Federal Credit Union. Get newer used vehicle financing, and we refinance too. You'll get fast pre-approval when you apply online at familytrust.org or in branch at one of our 7 local branches. APR is the annual percentage rate and is the lowest rate based on credit worthiness. An example of a repayment term is 60 monthly payments of $18.98 for each $1,000 borrowed at 1.90% APR. Details at familytrust.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
24K Rides is the area's choice for transportation needs. Corporate events, weddings, proms, airport transportation, and parties. 24K Rides Escalades and Mercedes Sprinters will get you there safe and in style. Call 803-547-9077 or online at 24krides.com.
Comes on play action. Will Watts looking deep. Got his man complete at the 18-yard line and taking it into the end zone. Number 9, Jeremiah Talbert on a 59-yard touchdown pass.
That ball was in the air for about 49 of those 59 yards. It looked at first like it was going to be too long, and Talbert just ran under it, his 11th touchdown catch of the year. What a beautiful deep ball.
We see McCaleb come in to attempt the extra point out of the hold of Trey Atkins. These are very short drives in terms of time and number of plays. Here's a snap spot. Kick is up, and the kick is good with 9:10 to go in a half. Hillcrest now leads it 27-14. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
It's Toyota of Rock Hill Savings.
Plus, plus, plus!
Get over 800 new Toyotas with the Real Zero Deal. 0% APR plus zero down. Plus zero payments for 3 months. Plus zero cost Toyota care maintenance. Don't miss Savings Plus, plus, plus at Toyota of Rock Hill.
Online at toyotarockhill.com.
Select 2017 with approved credit. Excludes tax, tag, license, and registration fees plus $377 documentation fee. First 3 months provided by SET app. Check issued to customer for payment up to $1,500. Deferral payments added to...
Hi, Hi, this is Beth Vanderwalker with the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, reminding you of next year's date of May 4th and 5th, 2018. For more information, go to scstrawberryfestival.com. Go Yellow Jackets!
Well, these two teams not giving us much of a chance to catch our breath tonight as the Hillcrest Rams strike quickly on a 59-yard touchdown pass from Will Watts to Jeremiah Talbert. And they stretch the lead now to 27-14. Kickoff is a low-line drive, going to be fielded at the 15, out across the 20, 25, out to the 30, out to the 35, 36-yard line. That's Josh Cloud on the return, another nice return by the Fort Mill special teams.
Yeah, and a low kick is one that just kind of warrants a long return because it gets to you quickly, less time for the kicking team to get there and make the tackle. So it was probably good. It was good coverage by the Rams, but he was at the 35 before they ever got to him.
JT Marr will bring Bartow Keller wide near side. They put Grant Stevens in a slot. Excuse me, that's Sebastian Locke in a slot on the near side. Got two receivers to the far side. So he'll take the stat. Give it off to Shane, Jackson Randall. Randall comes off right side, going to only get a couple. So he gets out to about the 38-yard line. First time Jackson's carried the ball tonight. As he steps out of his shoe, he's going to have to slip that back on. We see Sebastian Locke check out of the game. We see Caleb Smith and Drew Hartman come in. Bartow Keller and Caleb Smith on the near side. Keller's a wide out. Smith is the H-back. They'll put Boyle and looks like Hartman to the far side. Now Smith resets on the left. Quick dump over the middle to Smith. Got the first down and more. He turned around like thinking he's going to take a hit, and there was nobody there, and he just stumbled forward into Hillcrest territory down to the 46-yard line. It's enough for a first down, but that was a nice gain by Caleb Smith.
Same little hitch route we talked about earlier where he turned around and the ball was right upon him. You said he turned, no one was there. They've been using these short little dink and dunk routes to their advantage tonight, and Hillcrest hasn't been able to guard them.
They're going to go empty this time with Hartman, Locke, and Boyle to the far side, Jackson and Keller to the near side, Marr all alone in the backfield. Hard count, takes a snap, dropping back, blitz coming, fires over the middle, hits his defensive back linebacker in the back. It bounces up, and he picks it off down the far sidelines. He's going to take it, I think, to the house, and he will. Touchdown, Hillcrest. Number 51, Jamarcus Robinson, was covering Shane Boyle. The pass hit number 51, Robinson, in the back, bounced straight up in the air out in front of him. It skipped off his shoulder out in front. He looks up, makes the catch, and then turns around and goes back the other way. Looks like there might be a flag down. Let's wait and see. There's a couple of flags down at the 35, so let's hold everything for a second. I'll have to find out how far that actually was. Looks like the penalty is going to be against Fort Mill. Personal foul against Fort Mill. They'll assess it on the kickoff, and that is a touchdown for the Hillcrest Rams. I'll have to find out from somebody who saw where he made that play at and how far that was, but it was about probably 65, 67 yards.
Somewhere around there. The ball just fell right into his hands. Hit him in either the back of his back or the back of the helmet, popped straight up in the air and fell into his hands. I don't know if he saw it before it was in his hands. And next thing you know, he was off to the races.
Here's McCaleb in to attempt the extra point. So this is a quick turn of events in favor of the Hillcrest Rams. Snap is low, kick is up, and the kick is good. 7:43 to go in the half. Hillcrest now stretches the lead to 34 to 14. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. With a Train Unstoppable event, you'll receive up to $1,000 trade-in allowance. Call AirTech at 327-7100 and stay warm this winter.
See dealer for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Offer ends December 15th.
Buying a home is a big, important investment with a lot of uncertainty. We'll let you know exactly what's going on with the home and any defects that need repaired. Put it under the microscope with Jeff Newell and Diggs Doctor Home Inspections. DiggsDoctor.com.
Want to win big? What if we could turn over your high rates, run down your payments, and help you catch free checking without the fees?
Really? Who does that?
ArrowPoint Federal Credit Union does, because we're focused on you. Visit any of our 7 locations or arrowpoint.org to join today.
Member NCUA, see ref for details.
Well, I told you folks that these teams weren't letting us get a chance to catch our breath, and Hillcrest does it again as Fort Mill tries that little quick slant pass right over the middle. Linebacker running with Jackson Randall, and the ball hit the defender in the back, skipped straight up in the air. He makes the catch and then turns around and goes 67 yards for the touchdown. That was Jamarcus Robinson. They add on the extra point, and they lead 34-14. Kickoff fielded at about the 12, returned out to the 25 or 26. On the return this time again, Josh Cloud. And Fort Mill has it first and 10 with 7:37 to go in the first half.
If Fort Mill has any hopes of staying in this ball game, this drive has to be a score. Conversely, they have to find a way to get stops. They haven't been able to get stops in this ball game.
Coach Susie said that the Rams had great team speed and they will formation you to death, and that's what they've done. They confuse you with formations. They do misdirection plays. They hit quick slants. They are a good football team. Fort Mill playing catch-up now. 7:37 to go. They trail by 20, 34-14. Marr from the shotgun takes a snap, going to run shovel pass, and throws it right into the hands of a defender who couldn't hang on. He tried to dump it to Sebastian Locke, and he hit one of those big linemen in the chest with it, and luckily for Fort Mill, it falls incomplete, and Marr took a big shot back around the 15-yard line.
That's a play where you have to make multiple reads. Marr was focused on one read. That was the option pitch. As far as the shovel pass pitch goes, he didn't look until he had already thrown the football.
Yeah, and I didn't see who that lineman was, but it was a big dude, and the ball hit him right in the chest, and he couldn't hang on. They'll go twins each side this time with Harriet to the left of Marr. JT takes a snap, going to throw a quick curl to Locke. Locke makes the catch out at the 35, falls forward close to the 36. He's going to be short of the first down by about half a yard. They're actually going to spot him actually on the 35, so he'll be a yard short. Third down and one now for the Yellow Jackets.
I don't know if that was intended by Marr or if he locked onto the target before the play began, but Kennison backed off of Locke right before the snap and hit him on a nice little hitch route to put him in good position to get a first down.
Marr will go pistol once again with Harriet behind him. Now he's going to put Locke in motion behind the formation, give it off to Ryan. Ryan straight ahead, lunges across the 35, the 36, out to the 37, and picks up the first down.
Nice little run up the middle. The Jackets have done well on third and short and third down conversions tonight. As far as the lead goes, it's just been a couple of mistake plays here or there.
I just picked up the number on the Hillcrest Ram player who didn't handle that shovel pass a while ago. It was number 78. That's Kelvin Hewins. He's 5'10", 320 pounds.
Big boy.
He's right. He's head-to-head with Fort Mill's big boy, the center, number 77, Bartley Leonard. And now the umpire steps in over the football and calls in the linesman and the referee to talk about something. Something's not set quite right. Now they're going to call. They didn't have the ball spotted in the right place. The ball was actually spotted about a yard and a half behind where the down marker was. They move it back and get it reset. And Bartley Leonard will get over the football to snap it to J.T. Marr. Ryan Harriet lines up slightly to his right. Takes a snap, bootleg, firing downfield. In and out of the hands of number 10, Quindarius Jefferson, as the ball was underthrown. J.T. was trying to bootleg to the far side of the field, and when he did, big number 19 for Hillcrest, Jake Kennison, was bearing down on him, and J.T. just flung the ball downfield dangerously. No receiver was looking for it, and it was nearly picked off.
Boyle was open in the area. Had he had his head turned, had it been thrown a little bit better, Boyle had space to work with, but again.
He was running a deeper route. He wasn't ready to turn and look for the football.
No one was looking and should have been picked off.
Second down and 10 now. Marr takes a snap, goes counter tray to Harriet. Harriet never really got his momentum going, and gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. It looked like he stumbled. He may have tripped over one of the linemen's feet as he falls down for no gain. Third down and 10 now for the Yellow Jackets with 5:55 to go, and the clock is moving here in the first half. They trail 34-14.
This Rams defense has done a nice job getting in rhythm with what Coach Susie is calling for the Yellow Jackets. They seem to have them figured out at the moment.
Trips left, one receiver to the right. Marr going to roll left, looking, firing downfield. Caught. Was he inbounds? Wait for the signal. They say no, incomplete, out of bounds. And the Jackets will have to punt it away. Looked like it was intended for Shane Boyle. And he just couldn't keep his feet in bounds.
And those are the type of routes where Marr has been very accurate this year. And it was put where only Boyle could get it. And he just wasn't able to get feet in bounds.
5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Fort Mill trails 34-14. And Kyle Romanek about to punt it away to Jefferson and... can't get the number on the guy on the near side. But anyway, there are two men back deep for Hillcrest. They stand it around the 20-yard line. It's number two. That's Dante Anthony. Romanek takes a snap, gets the kick away. A high hanging kick. Anthony calls for the fair catch and makes it, falling down at the 23-yard line. First and 10 Hillcrest from that point there.
Don't forget, coming up after tonight's game, listen in from 10 p.m. to midnight on Interstate 107. You'll hear Chuck Roberts with the End Zone. Recap of all of tonight's playoff games with a complete schedule of next week's matchups, who's in and who's out. If you missed the show, listen in for an encore presentation tomorrow morning, 6 to 8 a.m. on News Talk 100.1 WRHI, or 8 to 10 a.m. on 104.1 and 94.3 The Bridge.
First and 10 Hillcrest from their own 23-yard line. Will Watts from the pistol, got a man behind him. Three receivers to his right, takes a snap. Going to give it off straight up the gut. That's Whitfield, Colin Whitfield. Crosses the 25, gets out to about the 28, but it looks like there's a flag down on the play.
As far as just that play without the flag, Hillcrest has done such a nice job of spreading that Fort Mill defense out sideline to sideline. It allows them to take advantage of the soft defense, go deep, and now the runs are starting to get a little longer and a little longer, and Fort Mill is trying to guess where the ball is going to go.
They pick the flag up, wave it off, and it's going to count as a, we'll call it a 6-yard gain. It'll be second down and 4 now for the Rams. Ball is at their own 28.5-yard line. Twin receivers stacked on each side for Will Watts. Takes the snap, going to give it off, coming near side, Whitfield. Powers forward out to the 35-yard line. He's got enough for another Rams first down.
Whitfield's a smaller back. He's also not the type of guy to go down with one tackler, as you saw there, continued to fight and churn those legs, and he pushed forward, and he picked up the first down.
They'll go pistol set once again with Whitfield behind Watts. They got three receivers to the far side, one to the near. Going to go play action. Actually, he's going to keep it himself. Watts turns the corner, takes a big hit after a short gain as Grant Stevens wraps him up and brings him down out at the 37-yard line. Gain of 2 at second down and 8. High school football on the OTS Sports Network, sponsored in part by the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. Scheduled for May 4th and 5th, 2018 in Fort Mill, and by Toyota of Rock Hill. Let's go places. All proud sponsors. High school football playoff action. They hand it off to Whitfield again. Whitfield straight up the gut, stumbles forward. Grant Stevens hanging on to his ankles once again as he crosses the 40 out to about the 42. Going to be short of the first down. It's going to bring up a third down and a long two or a short three here for the Rams.
Coming into this game, Stevens had 52 tackles. He had over 100 last year, but as you said, he missed a couple games this year. Had an amazing week last week, and he's just carried that forward into tonight's game.
One of my favorite players to watch for the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets. I just love his energy and his tenacity. Third down, and we'll call it 2.5. Watt back to pass, looking deep, fires, got hit as he threw it, but it's complete. Crossing the middle to number 8 once again, breaking tackles at the 20, 15, 10, and tripped up at the 5-yard line, number 8. That is Trey Adkins again, and a touchdown-saving tackle by number 26, Joseph Banny, at the 5-yard line.
Adkins ran a nice little dig route across the middle. Watts hit him on a rope, and he, again, broke a couple tackles, puts them in great field position.
That was a great throw as Watts was hit just as he let it go, and it still found its mark. Twins on each side. Watts going to roll near side, looking to pass. Now he's going to pull it down and just throw it away. Good job. Alert play by Watts as number 31, Cole Wiza, was in his face, ready to take him down, and he figures out how to get the ball out of bounds.
Loaiza had his hands on him, and Watts just got rid of it somehow. It should have been a sack.
They go with the Wildcat now as Dante Anthony comes in. He's got those three big fullbacks in front of him. Takes the snap, going left side, looking for a hole, lunges inside the five, and goes down inside the two. It'll be second down and goal. They go with this heavy package. They've got those big offensive linemen already, and then they bring in number 45, number 32, and number 13, and I'll get those names and sizes for you momentarily. Anthony takes the snap, hurdles over the pile, and gets stood up. Ryan Harriet met him and drove him backwards. He's not more than 6 inches from the goal line, but Harriet met him midair and drives him back. It's going to be fourth down and goal now for the Rams.
Touchdown saving tackle right there.
Absolutely. Again, they'll line up same formation. Everybody foot to foot up front, three fullbacks foot to foot, and the right tackle jumped. They're going to back them up five. That's a break for the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets. It's going to be fourth and goal from the five now. 2:19 to go in the first half. Fort Mill trails 34-14, but Hillcrest knocking on the door one more time.
And it looks like they're sending back out the regular offense.
Or are they going to send out the kicking? That's the kicking team going out. That's McCaleb out there as number eight. Atkins will go in the hole. They're going to spot this ball down just outside the 11-yard line. It'll be a 21-yard field goal attempt from just inside the left hash. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is no good with 1:56 to go in the first half. Fort Mill's defense comes up, got a little help from a penalty and a missed field goal, but they hold Hillcrest there. They've got a 1:56 to work with as they need to go. They'll need to go 80 yards now to try to close the gap.
Absolutely. A stop that they needed, a small victory that you can use to build on to get a little bit more momentum. Reminder that all our playoff games are heard live online. Download your free app and select the game you want to hear every week. Check out WRHI.com for a complete broadcast schedule.
High school football on the OTS Sports Network, sponsored in part by Family Trust Federal Credit Union, building relationships for a lifetime. By Shell Rapid Lube, service center home of the 10-minute oil change with two Fort Mill locations. And by Diggs Dr. Home Inspector, put your home under the microscope. All proud sponsors of Fort Mill Yellow Jacket playoff action. And now timeout taken by the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets with 1:56 to go in a half. They trail it 34-14. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Earn more this Christmas with select Founders credit cards. Receive double CU rewards points on all retail purchases through the end of the year. For complete promotional details and restrictions, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Earn more this Christmas with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back out to Chandler Stadium on the campus of Hillcrest High School in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Robert Earl Carter along with Matt Cray tonight. Fort Mill Yellow Jackets trail the Hillcrest Rams 34-14 as J.T. Marr takes a snap, hands it off to Shane Boyle, and Shane Boyle was hit as soon as he took the handoff. He's going to lose 2 yards back to the 18. It's going to be second down and 12. Fort Mill trailing 34-14 with 1:40 to go in a half.
Just got drilled by Tanner Barnes, who's tied on the Rams for most tackles for loss with 7. He has the most sacks with 8. A big, quick guy just slammed Harriet to the ground.
Hillcrest going to take a timeout now with 1:33 to go. We'll take another break as well. Hillcrest leads it 34-14 here on the OTS Sports Network.
It's the fall auction season. Selling 2 estates in Rock Hill, including real estate and contents. Also a medical office in Monroe and more contents online. Call me, Randy Luggan, and see theluggancompany.com for details. Gotta go.
Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, home of the 10-minute oil change, your one-stop shop for your car. Unbeatable prices, reliable experience, and efficient, friendly service. Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, Tom Hall Street, Fort Mill.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about strengthening communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential and encouraging healthy living.
Get involved with the Y. Visit upymca.org.
The Y, with new locations in Riverwalk and the Clover Lake Wylie area.
Second down and 12 for the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets. JT Marr takes the snap, drops back, going to throw deep down the far sidelines, looking for Josh Cloud. Cloud can't get to the football, and there comes the flag as the defensive back cut off his progress as he had a straight line to the football, and he couldn't get there because the defender cut in front of him.
Yes, absolutely. There are some cries from the Hillcrest fans here. There wasn't a lot of contact. The defender, like you said, wasn't looking, but he got in the way and hindered the receiver from being able to catch the ball.
Cloud,
by the word of the book, that's a pass interference.
Cloud had a step on the corner. The safety was coming across from the middle of the field, and Cloud is had that step, and he was headed straight for the football, and the safety cut in front of him and impeded his progress, and that's where you get the interference flag. They'll move the football out to the 34 of Fort Mill. Ball's in the middle of the field between the hashes. Fort Mill working from our left to right. Trips near side, one receiver to the far side. Jackson Randall to the right of Marr. Marr, straight drop, looking. Now he's just going to throw it into the ground as Jackson Randall was the intended receiver. They throw a flag for intentional grounding, but Jackson Randall was right there, and the official's going to call him for intentional grounding because Randall got knocked down, and as soon they were trying to run a screen, and as soon as Marr saw that his receiver was down, he threw the ball into the ground, and now they're going to wave it off. He had a receiver in the area.
It's something the ref probably should have seen but didn't see, that because Randall did get knocked down, and that's why you have a team of referees and not just one.
Yeah, the line judge over on the far side came in and told him, said, yeah, he had a receiver right there. He just got knocked down. Smart play by JT to get rid of the football, not take the sack. Second down and 10, minute 19 to go in a half. Hard count, takes a snap, dropping back. Deep drop. Now he's going to fire. Flags fly. Going to be a hold against Fort Mill, I am sure, because the referee flicked that flag out in a hurry, holding Fort Mill as number three for Hillcrest. Tanner Barnes was manhandling somebody up front for Fort Mill, trying to get to the quarterback, and offensive lineman's just hanging on for dear life. That's a costly one because that's going to be from the spot of the foul, which is a 26. They're going to walk it back to the 16-yard line. Going to make it second down and a bunch. Well, actually, now they come back up. What are they doing? Did they walk off two penalties? They walked it off against both teams? Is that what they just did? Trying to figure out what's going on here, folks. The officials, I'm not sure if they know. All right, did they call it against Hillcrest? They called holding against Fort Mill. I didn't see a second call. They declined the penalty. Okay, that's odd. It would have been second down and a mile from the 26.
I think I understand. I'll make sense of it in a second.
Okay. Marr takes the snap, going to give it off. Shane Boyle coming near side looking for a block. Stutter steps and gets slung out of bounds at the 39-yard line. A gain of only five. Going to bring up fourth down and five for the Yellow Jackets. What was going on?
Here's why Hillcrest declined the penalty. It would have put them back in a second down situation where Fort Mill could have run the ball twice and tried and drain a lot of this clock. Hillcrest has one timeout. Instead, it was a third down. Fort Mill ran a jet sweep out of bounds. Now Hillcrest is getting the ball with a minute left and a chance to score.
Good point. Good point. They'll bring in Kyle Romanek to punt it away. Two men go back deep for the Rams, number 10 on the far side. That's Quindarius Jefferson. Number 2 on the near side is Dante Anthony. As they stand at around the 20, one at the 20, the other at the 25. High snap. Romanek has to back up to get it and then gets off a really good kick. It's going to bounce at the 20, take a Fort Mill bounce inside the 10, inside the 5, and roll all the way down to about the 2-yard line. And that's where Bartow Keller will down it with 47 seconds to go. Hillcrest did a good job of doing what you said to try to save some clock and get the football back, but now they got to go 98 yards. Hadn't been a real problem for them tonight. They've got the offense to be able to do this, but they got a long way to go.
Yeah, great job by Romanek to pin them deep. Got a nice little bounce. That was a pretty perfectly executed punt.
especially with the snap being so high. It was probably a good 2 or 3 feet over his head. He had to backpedal about 3 steps to grab the snap and then got off a beautiful kick. Will Watt will stand in the end zone to take the snap on the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Colin Whitfield. Whitfield still on his feet out across the 10, out to the 12-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down, I think. They don't measure yet. Clock stops with 38 and a half seconds. They say it is a first down. Now they'll move to chains.
I tell you, for all of 5'4", 185, he runs hard.
Yeah, he does.
Whitfield runs hard.
They'll go empty backfield this time. Trips far side. Two receivers near side. Will Watt takes a snap, dropping straight back. Looking, steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Got a lot of room in front. Grant Stevens giving chase, and Watt will slide down to avoid the hit out at the 18-yard line, 19-yard line. And the clock stops. Why did the clock stop? Oh, holding. I see it. There's a flag down against Hillcrest. It's all the way back at the 6-yard line.
Not a smart play by Watts there. Good job to step up in the pocket, but in that situation, if there had been no flag, you have to get out of bounds. You have to keep running towards the sideline. Unless you have a first down, you have to head towards the sideline.
Well, the flag's down at the 6, so they'll walk it off half to the distance, and that'll take it all the way back to the 3 now with 23 seconds to go in the half. It's first and about 20, it looks like. We're at a little bit of a tough angle, and then there's a very blurry pane of glass in front of me. They'll go pistol look this time with Whitfield behind Watt. They give it off to him, comes near side, makes people miss, and gets across the 15 out close to the 20-yard line. They say keep the clock running as contact was made inbounds. 10 seconds to go. Hillcrest not stopping the clock as we're down to 5-4-3, and they're going to be content to take it to the locker room. That's the end of the first half, and it's been an exciting one as the Hillcrest Rams lead the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets 34-14 here on the OTS Sports Network. Welcome back out to Chandler Stadium on the campus of Hillcrest High School, just off I-385 south of Greenville. Robert Earl Carter along with Matt Cray as the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets get set for second half action against the Hillcrest Rams. This is the first round of the South Carolina 5A state playoffs as Fort Mill trails at the half 34-14. It's been all Hillcrest since about midway through the first quarter, really.
You read me a stat on Watts at halftime. We were looking at it. 9 for 10 for how many yards?
221, I believe. Mac Banks of the Fort Mill Times helping us out with stats tonight. Yeah, Will Watts, 9 of 10 for 226 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
It's about 24 yards a throw.
Yeah. and Adkins, his receiver, 4 catches for 111. And then for the Yellow Jackets, Mara is 8 out of 17 for 141 yards. He's got the one pick that was just a miracle. That's just an amazing play. Harriet, 9 carries for 29 yards rushing and 2 catches for Mac needs to go back to school and learn how to write. I think that says 57 yards. I'm not sure what that number is.
We talked about before the game, one of the keys to Fort Mill winning was holding Watts under 58%. He's right at 90.
Yeah. Kyle Romanek to kick it off for the Yellow Jackets. And whistles blow before he ever kicked it. And flag flies. I think Fort Mill might have been offsides.
Rob, that was not how you wanted to start the second half.
No, it's not. And I didn't see anybody move, but that flag came out immediately as soon as his foot hit the football. And they're going to back him up 5 yards and make him kick it again to get the second half underway. I think they're still standing at the 40. What are they going to do? Illegal participation, illegal substitution against Hillcrest. They move it up 5 yards as they must have had 12 men on the field. Okay. So now we're about set for second half action to get underway once again.
Rob, if you're Hillcrest, that is not how you want to start the second half.
That's right. They've got number 10 back deep on the far side. That's Quindarius Jefferson. They've got another man back deep on the near side. And Jefferson's going to field this one at the 5, up across the 10, the 15, coming near side out to the 20. Fumbles the football, and the Yellow Jackets scramble for it, can't pick it up, and Hillcrest recovers. Wow. Fort Mill had a golden opportunity right there. Number 48, who's not on the roster, he's a JV call-up, I believe, covers the football and can't hang on. It slips away, and Hillcrest is able to pick it up and recover at the 16.
He tried to make the safe play and just fall on it. He didn't fall on it correctly. It might have been easier for him to just scoop it up and run with it. That's a young guy, again, trying to make a good play on the ball and just didn't quite go how he thought it would in his head.
Wow. First and 10, Hillcrest from their own 16. Everybody bunched in tight. Yeah, running back behind him is Whitfield. Whitfield spins out of the first tackle, gets back to the line of scrimmage, may have picked up a yard out to the 17. It'll be second down and 9, it looks like.
Nice job blocking by the Hillcrest line. They've just gotten a great push all night, and they've been able to throw it successfully, but they've done great on the ground as well.
They're going to go Whitfield again, coming near side. He slips off the first tackler. I think that was number 31, Loiza, that made him turn back inside and got some help there. But he's going to bring up a third down now and about 7 for the Rams.
This is a spot, passing down more than likely, where Fort Mill has struggled tonight.
They got trips to the far side, one receiver split wide to the near side. Running back Whitfield to the right of Watt. Watt back to pass, looking near side, got the curl route complete, out at the 25, tripped up as he lunges close to the 30-yard line. Making the catch was number 9, Jeremiah Talbert. Coverage there by number 4, Gray Thomas.
Saw the cushion given by the defensive back. Nice little curl route. Easy first down. You can't give that much space if you're a DB.
He'll go with stacked twins on each side. Hard count draws Fort Mill into the neutral zone. Why was there no flag? That's a penalty in high school, and I'm shocked. I've been wanting them to change that rule forever, and they didn't flag it against Fort Mill there. Takes a snap, going to hand it off Whitfield. Whitfield straight up the gut, hit and knocked down at the 31-yard line, sticking his head in there and making the stop is number 30, and that's Jacob Jimian.
I just talked a couple minutes ago about the push that this Hillcrest offensive line is getting. They just pancaked all 3 Fort Mill defensive linemen on the ground.
But Jimian was able to get in and make the stop. Stacked receivers on each side once again. Fort Mill nearly jumps. They walk up to show blitz. Changing the play at the line, Will Watt. Takes a snap, straight drop. Looking, got time, going to step up in the pocket, going to tuck it and run, got a lot of room, and going to slide down after picking up the first down out across the 40. They're going to mark him down at the 40-yard line, but it's enough to move the chains.
Watts is not a guy who has a lot of interest running the ball, but he's got some wheels on him. You know, he picked up the first down and immediately got down, but he's pretty quick.
He's made some great decisions tonight and done a great job. One thing we haven't mentioned, quarterback's coach here at Hillcrest High School is former Gamecock quarterback Perry Orth. And you can see that he's been working with Watt. Watt completes a pass near side. That's Adkins once again. Adkins down the sidelines, and Harriet's going to grab him and drag him out of bounds at the Fort Mill 33-yard line.
Just giving his receivers a chance to make plays in space, and Fort Mill hasn't done a great job open field tackling tonight. That's been a big hiccup of theirs.
9 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hillcrest on top 34-14. This is their opening possession of the second half. First and 10 at the Fort Mill 33. Watt going to hand it off Whitfield. Whitfield bounces it to the outside on the far side. Gets tripped up by Bartow Keller, and then number 30, Jimian, jumps on his back and rides Whitfield to the ground at the Fort Mill 25, but that's a gain of about 8 yards. It's going to be second down and 2 for the Rams.
Starting to see a lot of hands on hips for the Yellow Jackets. They haven't done a great job on defense tonight. They've been on the field for a lot of plays, starting to get a little bit tired early in the third.
They stack 2 receivers on the inside, on the near side, with 1 wide out beyond them. That's Adkins. Another wide out to the far side. Watt back to pass, looking far side, going to complete it. and get out of bounds at around the 16 or 17 yard line. Making the catch was number 9, Jeremiah Talbert.
Coverage number 2, Cam Saunders on the far side. Again, too much cushion. Easy throw for a first down.
First and 10 Rams, 8:36 to go here in the third quarter. They're at the Fort Mill 16-yard line. Ball's on the right hash, which is the far side of the field as they work from our right to left. Trips near side, one receiver to the far side. Whitfield take the handoff straight up the gut, runs into a wall after he crosses the 15 to the 14. So give him 2. It'll be 2nd and 8.
After 5 or 6 plays where Hillcrest was picking up seemingly 7 or 8 yards, nice job by Fort Mill to lock down to hold Hillcrest to a short gain.
Again, they'll go trips near side, one receiver to the far side. Whitfield to the right of Watt. Watt takes a snap, straight drop, looking, trying to go to the near side, corner to the end zone. Too tall for his intended receiver and 2 defensive backs back there. Tried to hit number 7, Stephen Campbell, who was actually triple covered. There was a defensive back in front, 1 behind, and 1 coming across over the top, making up ground, but it was too tall for anybody to get a hand on.
Yeah, if Fort Mill had had the safety had gotten over a little bit sooner, I think Harriet could have gotten to that ball. It was first poor throw by Watts of the night.
Third down, we'll call it 8 for the Rams. They split the backs on either side of Watt. Takes a snap, dropping back. They dump it off on a wheel route. Incomplete, intended for Whitfield. And it was thrown a little bit behind him and bounced off, went through his hands and bounced off his helmet.
Absolutely. They'll send out the kicker,
McCaleb.
David McCaleb, who missed one earlier, and he is now 1 for 2 on the year. So he's doubled his field goal attempts tonight that he had all season.
They're going to spot this one on the right hash at the 21-yard line. It'll be a 31-yard attempt for David McCaleb. Snap, spot, kick is up, got plenty of leg, but it is wide left. 7:48 to go in the third quarter, and Fort Mill dodges a bullet there as Hillcrest can't connect on the 31-yard field goal.
Be sure to listen in next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for the Red Zone. We'll be announcing the AirTech Heating and Air Area Lineman of the Week live on Interstate 107 as we select this week's best defensive or offensive lineman.
Yellow Jackets come out. J.T. Marr lines up in a pistol set. He's got Harriet to his left. He's got twin receivers to each side. Takes a snap, straight drop, going to fire far side, intended for Hartman, nearly picked off. Was that 19 that came flying?
It was 19.
Jake Kennison came flying up through there. The ball hit him in the hands, and he couldn't hang on, but he was running full speed. If he catches that, there's nobody that's going to touch him going to the end zone.
Absolutely. Nice job by Marr to put it on a rope because that was the reason Kennison wasn't able to hang on to it. The pass was just a little too hard, and Kennison misjudged it. Poor throw by Marr.
If he had put some air under it and laid it downfield, he had Hartman behind the defender. Twins to each side once again. They're going to show a corner blitz here. Now they back out of it. They're going to give it off to Sebastian Locke, trying to run a jet sweep. Found a little bit of a crease, but it closed down quickly as he crosses the 20 and gets out to about the 22 or 23. But it's going to bring up a 3rd down and long now for the Yellow Jackets. High school football on the OTS Sports Network, sponsored in part by Hospitality, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Rock Hill, the most comfortable call you can make. By Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union, here for you, not for profit. That's the point. And by Springs Insurance of Fort Mill and Indian Land, visit our website at springsinsurance.com. Trips near side for Mars. He takes a snap and rolls this way. Pressure coming backside. He lobs it out there way too tall for Shane Boyle as Marr tried to throw it on the run. He had, I believe that was number 3, Tanner Barnes, tracking him down from behind, and JT didn't take the time to set his feet.
Those are throws that he's made this year. Those are those good rollout timing throws he's been good on, and he just threw that one way over the head of Shane Boyle, who was wide open.
Yep. Kyle Romanek in to punt it away now for the Yellow Jackets. He'll stand just inside his own 10-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field between the hashes. Rams send 2 men back deep. They're around the 40 of Hillcrest. Romanek gets a good snap this time. Puts his foot in it. It's a high-hanging kick. Fair catch called for. Fumbled and pounced on by the Rams. Number 27, that was Xavier Mathis, as he called for the fair catch. And the ball went through his arms, but he was able to alertly spin around and pounce on it before the Jackets could get to it. Rams will take over first and 10 at their own 40, we'll call it the 41-yard line, with 6:54 to go in the third quarter. They lead it 34-14.
Yeah, just I bet Fort Mill was wishing that the ball had bounced much like it did earlier when they tried to fall on the fumble during the kickoff. But good job by Hillcrest to recover.
Well, actually, they got another quarterback in now. Excuse me, number 10, Quindarius Jefferson. He usually runs out of that Wildcat package, but this time he's in there as a quarterback and keeps it coming to the near side. A little bit different formation. We've seen him line up back there in that Wildcat with the three fullbacks in front, but this is more of a traditional set for him as they've got three receivers to the far side, one to the near. He's got number 20, Dre Johnson. He's going to reset him up on the line of scrimmage now. So he's got trips right, twins left, empty in the backfield. Takes a snap. Now he's going to run a quarterback draw. Found a crease. Spins out of a couple of tackles. Still on his feet. Driving forward. And falls forward to the Fort Mill 35-yard line. What a run by number 10, Quindarius Jefferson.
Fort Mill has to be aware that Jefferson does not have a pass completion on the year. And even if he goes back to pass, he's going to be looking to run. You want to make him throw the football.
And he ran that quarterback draw to perfection that time. Picked up about 25 yards, 24 yards. First and 10 at the Fort Mill 35. A handed off to Johnson, and Johnson gets to the 34, and he's met hard by number 35, Josh Cairns of the Yellow Jackets.
Nice little run to the left side. It didn't really go anywhere. Good stop by the Fort Mill defensive line. That's the first good push they've gotten in quite a while.
Now it looks like Watt is back in at quarterback as he takes a snap. Actually, that's number – is that Watt? That's 16. That's not Watt this time. They complete the pass to number 4. He goes out of bounds at the 20-yard line. That's Ethan Beamish in at quarterback now for the Rams, making the catch, number 4, Braden Malloy. First and 10 Rams at the Fort Mill 20-yard line. Beamish takes a snap, drops straight back, looking to pass. Now he's going to fire it. In and out of the hands, the intended receiver, number 20, Dre Johnson. Just tried to dump it off to Johnson right at the line of scrimmage, and he couldn't hang on.
Nice little screenplay design. Took a while to develop. You could see Beamish getting a little bit antsy back there in the pocket. Incomplete.
Trips right, one receiver to the left. Beamish going to hand it off Johnson. Johnson bounces off the first tackler, turns a corner. Not much going on as the Jackets trying to strip the football now as he barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Ball still at the 20-yard line. It'll be third down and 10. For the Rams, 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They lead 34-14. Beamish with trips to the right, one receiver split to the left. Dre Johnson to his right. Now he's going to switch Johnson to the left side. Going to step up and tell his offensive lineman what's going on. Play clock at 9. Takes a snap, dropping back. Going to fire down the middle of the field. Too tall. Intended for number 7, Stephen Campbell, who was running a post route. And that was a really good throw. It was a rocket spiral throw right down the middle of the field, just a little too high.
Yeah, receiver was, I won't say wide open, but he had the defender pretty well boxed out. If that throw is on target, it's a touchdown. It looks like they're going to give Beamish another opportunity here.
You got number 7, Stephen Campbell, who's 6'3", 180, and he's going against, I believe that was Gray Thomas over there. He has a big height mismatch. They throw a backwards pass this time, going to fire to the end zone, and it's going to be picked off by the Yellow Jackets. Cam Saunders steps in front and picks it off in the end zone for a touchback. So they try the double pass as Beamish tossed it backwards to Braden Malloy. Malloy fired to the end zone, and Gray Thomas comes up with the interception.
Play just took a little bit too long to develop.
I think it was Gray. Was it Gray Thomas or Cam Saunders? Was it 2 or 4?
Interception was by Cam Saunders.
Cam Saunders, number 2.
And
my bad.
Play just took a little bit too long to develop. They had Fort Mill beat, but Saunders able to drop back into coverage after getting beat and make the interception.
Yeah, my mistake. I called Gray Thomas's name. It was actually Saunders, Cam Saunders with the INT at the goal line. First and 10 Fort Mill from the 20. Marr takes a snap. Going to keep it himself on a busted play, and he's going to be slammed to the ground. Back inside the 15, number three, Tanner Barnes all over that. Looked like JT had trouble hanging on to the snap, and he was going to try to fake it to one back and give it off on the misdirection, and he couldn't hang on.
Drew Hartman.
Oh, Hartman's in quarterback. Okay.
So a quarterback change here, trying to get something going. They did this against Dorman, and Hartman was able to create a little bit more, bring some energy to the team, so maybe he'll do that for them on this drive.
So Ben Kellum and Sebastian Locke come wide near side. They've got two receivers to the far side as Hartman takes the snap. Straight drop. Fires to Harriet coming out of the backfield. Ryan made the first guy miss and then fights his way back forward across the 20 out to the 22. So he's going to gain about 7 yards, but it's still going to bring up a third down and eight situation.
Nice job to create something out of nothing. Again, Harriet, a couple of shifty moves, a couple of juke moves, makes a few guys miss and turns what would have been a 3 yard gain into about a 7 yard gain.
Hartman's going to send Cloud and another receiver to the far side. He's got Locke and Boyle near side. Scrambling now, trying to get away. Hartman going to tuck it and run. He's got the first down and more as he's up the far sideline to the 40. Cuts back inside and gets knocked down at the 45, but they say he stepped out at the 40. Still enough for the first down. Good run by Drew Hartman.
Nice pocket presence. He felt the pocket collapsing, stepped up, saw some space and took off, something we haven't seen Marr do a lot. Marr probably would have tried to make a play down the field. Again, it's a different type of energy you get with Hartman in at quarterback.
And Hartman, by trade, is a wide receiver, so he's got the speed to be able to do that. He made a nice run. First and 10, Fort Mill at their own 40-yard line. Ball's on the left hash. That's the far side of the field. Twins to each side. Hartman takes a snap, dropping back. Pressure coming, going to step up again. Scrambling. Now he's going to be dragged down from behind. And a late hit against Hillcrest as somebody had him on the ground and a number 56, that's Bill Gibson, came in late, hit Hartman on the ground, and his helmet came off. It's going to be a personal foul against Hillcrest, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be a 15-yard walk-off, which should still be a first down because that's going to put the ball on the 50.
Number 45, Garrett Sage in the backfield again. 5 sacks, 7 tackles for loss, 102 tackles coming into this game. He's a guy who's just everywhere. So I'm not sure if the sack officially counts there, but he's a guy who makes plays for this Hillcrest defense, and if they move forward, will continue to make plays in their playoff run.
It is a first down for the Yellow Jackets at the 50. Ball still on the left hash as they'll bring Kellum to the near side. Now they're going to split the backs, Locke and Harriet on either side of Hartman. Going to give it to Sebastian Locke, trying to go around left side. Slipped by the first tackler, crosses the 50, stays in bounds, goes down at about the 49 or 48 of Hillcrest with 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Mill trails 34-14. They've got a second down and eight now at the Hillcrest 48-yard line.
Nice little jet sweep. Was looking for the hole where he could turn it upfield. Didn't get it. Had to go all the way around the outside. Ended up picking up two or three on the play, so not as bad as it could have been.
Hartman, hard count, takes a snap. Pressure coming, trying to get away. Nowhere to go is there. There's four red jerseys all over him. Didn't look like any of the offensive linemen touched anybody on that play.
It was a zone read with probably a pass option, and he could have handed it off to Harriet, kept it himself. He could have thrown it. No matter what read he would have made, he was going to get smothered by that defensive line.
I think he did the only thing he could do was hold on to it and not fumble.
Absolutely.
He had four red jerseys hanging all over him on that play. It's third down and about 12 for the Yellow Jackets. They'll empty the backfield this time with trips near side, twins to the far. Pressure coming up the middle. Hartman scrambling, trying to get away. Running for his life, going to throw downfield and throw it out of bounds. Incomplete. It's fourth and long. And the Jackets will have to punt it away.
Fort Mill starting to crumble in the trenches. We talked about their defensive line getting just flattened to the ground on three or four straight plays. Number three, Tanner Barnes for Hillcrest, and many of his companions just in the backfield, unblocked. Just Hartman with no time to throw.
Romanek stands at the Fort Mill 35 to await the snap. Hillcrest, this time only one man back deep. I believe that's number 10, Jefferson. They fake it, snap it short. Caleb Smith going to throw the pass, and it's tipped and knocked away. And I think it fooled Fort Mill as much as it fooled everybody else. There's a flag down, though, on the play. We'll wait and see what this is. Ineligible lineman downfield against the Jackets, as I don't think the Jackets knew that it was going to be a – the offensive line didn't look like they knew it was going to be a fake. Romanick did a great job to sell that as he turned like the ball was snapped over his head, and they short-snapped it to Caleb Smith, and Smith couldn't find anybody to throw it to.
Absolutely. And if you're Susie, this is the point of the game where you got to pull out all the tricks. You're a little desperate trying to get back into this ball game. If you're Hillcrest, blood's in the water. This is a time to put the nail in the coffin.
Hillcrest going to go with Jefferson back at quarterback again. He's got a back to his right, got twins to each side. Takes this high snap, pulls it down, going to run it right up to gut. Jefferson spins forward inside the 40 down to the Fort Mill 37-yard line. That's a gain of 13 and enough for a Hillcrest Rams first down with 1:06 to go in the third quarter. They lead 34-14.
A little bit of a high snap. Didn't throw off the timing. Jefferson able to handle it nicely. Pick up a nice run on the play.
Twins each side. Okay, they go back to Beamish at quarterback now, number 16. So he'll take snap, hand it off to Johnson. Dre Johnson coming near side. He's going to be wrapped up from behind. Nice tackle by Grant Stevens. He looked like if you ever watched the rodeo and watched the guys bulldog the calves, that's exactly what Grant Stevens did. He wrapped up on him, got on his back, and then slung his legs around in front, started digging his heels in to stop his forward progress. Good tackle. Second down and 10. Twins each side for Beamish. As it gets a high snap, brings it down, hands it off to Johnson. Johnson straight ahead, dragging Fort Mill defenders with him as he gets to the 30, maybe the 29, and finally falls down out of the pile after somebody let go of him. He never actually went to the ground until they let go.
Nice job by Beamish to handle the high snap and get it in the running back's belly before the running back had taken off.
That's the end of the third quarter here at Hillcrest. It's the Hillcrest Rams 34, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets 14. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about strengthening communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential and encouraging healthy living.
Get involved with the Y. Visit upynca.org.
The Y, with new locations in Riverwalk and the Clover Lake Wiley area.
It's the fall auction season. Selling two estates in Rock Hill, including real estate and contents. Also a medical office in Monroe and more contents online. Call me, Randy Luggan, and see theluggancompany.com for details. Gotta go.
Want to win big? What if we could turn over your high rates, run down your payments, and help you catch free checking without the fees?
Really? Who does that?
ArrowPoint Federal Credit Union does, because we're focused on you. Visit any of our 7 locations or arrowpoint.org to join today.
Member NCUAZ, refer details.
24K Rides is the area's choice for transportation needs. Corporate events, weddings, proms, airport transportation, and parties. 24K Rides Escalades and Mercedes Sprinters will get you there safe and in style. Call 803-547-9077 or online at 24krides.com.
Your new home is one of the biggest investments. Put it under the microscope with Diggs Doctor Home Inspections. I'm Jeff Newell, and all homes, even new construction, need to be inspected for your protection. Diggs Doctor Home Inspections, licensed in North and South Carolina, DiggsDoctor.com.
Third down and 3 for the Hillcrest Rams. They take a high snap, hand it off to Dre Johnson going left side. He turns the corner, going to have enough for the first down, but there's a flag down. Let's wait and see what that is. Officials coming over. Fourth quarter underway on that play. It's going to be holding against Hillcrest, and that will come back. Hillcrest leads at 34-14 over the Yellow Jackets here in the first round of the South Carolina 5A state playoffs.
Absolutely. Just been a game where, you know, we the first two quarters, we couldn't catch our breath, and the whole third quarter, no scores. Each team getting stops. Hillcrest trying a couple new things on offense, but it's been all Rams tonight.
Third down and 8 for the Rams. Beamish in at quarterback. They've got trips near side, one receiver to the far side. Beamish from the gun, takes a snap, dropping back, steps up, going to fire deep down the middle of the field, tipped and knocked away, intended for, wait till he turns, that's number 7. That's Campbell as they try to hit the biggest target out there, but good coverage by the Yellow Jackets. Brings up fourth down and long for the Rams.
I believe that was Joseph Banny in coverage. He walks off the field a little gimpy. Not sure if it's a cramp or an ankle injury, but he did a nice job getting his hand into the play and breaking that pass up.
And now I think this is the first time tonight that we've seen Blaze Pusty come in to attempt a punt, first punt of the night for the Rams. He stands at the Fort Mill 48, got a low snap that bounced, gets off a high hanging kick that bounces at the five, takes a hill crest bounce, then rolls forward. The Rams dive on it and are finally able to cover it at the 1 yard line. Wow.
For how poorly that play started, the snap skipping off the ground, it definitely ended mighty well with Fort Mill having to now go 99 yards if they want to get on the board
that,
again.
That was almost a busted play by their coverage team. I thought they were going to let it roll in the end zone. They were standing down there right over the football, and it's rolling around, and they're able to pounce on it and cover it up at the 1 yard line. So Fort Mill's got to go 99 yards, 11 minutes, 37 seconds to go in the game. They trail 34-14. Drew Hartman in at quarterback. They're going to go with split backs on either side of him. Looks like Jackson Randall to his left and Sebastian Locke to the right. Hartman scrambling, looking, going to fire downfield. Caught complete. Nope, knocked away. Incomplete. Bartow Keller was down around the 20-yard line. Had the ball in his hands but trying to keep his feet down. And then the coverage got there and knocked it away.
As we mentioned last drive, the Fort Mill offensive line doing a terrible job of giving Hartman time. Now is the time where they need that most, backed up all the way to their own 2 yard line.
Got to pick it up a little bit up front. Twin split to each side this time. As Hartman has a back to his right, looks like Jackson Randall. Hartman takes a snap, going to hand it off. Randall straight ahead, going to get it out close to the 5 yard line. That's a gain of 3, but it's going to bring up 3rd down and 7 for the Yellow Jackets.
But for the most part, it gets them out of snapping the ball into their own end zone. So it's only a 3 yard run by Randall, but it does put them in a good position.
A little bit of breathing room there.
Absolutely.
3rd down and 7 from the 5. Ben Kellum comes wide near side. They split 3 receivers to the far side. Jackson Randall to the right of Drew Hartman. Now he'll shift back and set on the left. Hartman takes a snap, straight drop, looking, stepping up now, going to run. Hartman out across the 5, out to about the 8 or 9 yard line, well short of the first down. And it's going to be 4th down and about 3, and Romanek will come in to have to punt out of his own end zone.
Just Fort Mill did such a good job early in this game on 3rd down, putting themselves in 3rd and short situations, converting on 3rd and 7. That has not carried over into this 3rd and 4th quarter.
Romanek stands about 3 yards deep in the end zone. One man back deep for the Rams at the Fort Mill 47. High snap. Romanek brings it down, gets off a kick. It's a high end-over-end kick. Be fielded at the 43. Breaks the first tackle. Ball is loose. Jackets pounce on it. Fort Mill is going to have that football at the 36-yard line. Coming out of there, number 14, Lawrence Adams, is able to handle the fumble as number 27. That was Xavier Mathis, tried to catch that football, and he should have tried for the fair catch there because coverage was right in his face, and he tried to spin out of a tackle, and the ball flew out of his arms.
Absolutely, it's going to be a learning moment when you go back on tape, and he should have done exactly what you said. But if you're Fort Mill, first big break you've had all game.
Timeout Hillcrest with 9:58 to go in the game. We'll take a break. Rams lead at 34-14 over Fort Mill. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, home of the 10-minute oil change. Your one-stop shop for your car. Unbeatable prices, reliable experience, and efficient, friendly service. Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, Tom Hall Street, Fort Mill.
Hi, this is Beth Vanderwalker with the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, reminding you of next year's date of May 4th and 5th, 2018. For more information, go to scstrawberryfestival.com. Go Yellow Jackets!
Want to win big? What if we could turn over your high rates, run down your payments, and help you catch free checking without the fees?
Really? Who does that?
ArrowPoint Federal Credit Union does, because we're focused on you. Visit any of our 7 locations or arrowpoint.org to join today.
Member NCUAZ, ref for details.
Fort Mill Yellow Jackets come out. first and 10 from their own 36-yard line. New quarterback in the game for the Yellow Jackets, number 12. That is Dylan Helms as he fires a pass on a curl route in the near sidelines to number 20, Ben Kellum, and coverage was there. Ball was knocked away.
Game's a little bit out of hand. Hartman hasn't worked. Maher hasn't worked. You might as well give Helms a try.
Bartow Keller splits wide to the far side. Ben Kellum comes wide to the near side. They've got two slot receivers. They'll put Boyle in motion. Helms drops back. Now going to try to step up. He's going to be sacked back at the 31-yard line as the pocket just collapsed all around him back there. And it's going to bring up now third down and 15 for the Yellow Jackets.
And you can tell the young guy is still trying to get a feel for what the pocket is like. You see a rush, your eyes immediately want to go to the rush. Whereas you grow as a quarterback, you want to continue to try and look downfield, keep your eyes on those receivers, and that's something he'll learn as he gets older.
Dylan Helms is going to go empty this time. He'll put three receivers to the far side, to his right. Two receivers come near side. Takes a snap. Pulls it down, going to be sacked as they just flat out just ran over the guys up front for Fort Mill, and Helms had nowhere to go, no chance to get rid of the footballs. He's sacked back at the 23. It'll be fourth down and 24. Romanek to punt it away once again as number 10, Quindarius Jefferson, stands back at the Hillcrest 36-yard line.
Number 45, Garrett Sage, the do-it-all linebacker, in on the sack.
Romanek stands on the 10-yard line with his heels on the 10. Gets the snap. Gets the kick away. A high short kick. It's going to bounce and roll backwards into Fort Mill territory at the 45. Nobody there on coverage for Fort Mill. Cam Saunders finally touches it at the 45. We'll take a quick break. 8:13 to go in the game. Rams lead it 34-14. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Want your own home or need a larger home for your growing family? Family Trust is offering no origination, appraisal, or credit report fees, so you can say yes to home ownership. Pre-qualify today online at familytrust.org or at one of our seven local branches. This is a limited-time offer and must meet qualifications. Applications are subject to credit and property approval. Home buyers get up to a $500 credit towards appraisal and credit report fees. Family Trust, equal housing lender.
Ethan Beamish is going to hand it off to number 20, Dre Johnson. Johnson goes off right tackle, picks up about 3 yards, down to the Fort Mill 42-yard line. It's second down and 7 for the Hillcrest Rams with 7:50 to go in the football game. Rams lead Fort Mill 34-14. Ball's on the near, just inside the near hash as Beamish takes snap, hands it to Johnson. Johnson straight ahead. He plows his way inside the 40. Down to about the 38-yard line, maybe the 37. Going to leave a third down and short now for the Rams as the clock ticks under 7.5 to go.
Nice push on that play. Hillcrest trying to get something going, get their young players some experience late in this game.
Beamish takes a snap, going to hand it off Johnson. Johnson straight up the gut, bullying his way forward, going to pick up the first down. Still moving the pile, looks like a rugby scrum out there as he pushes inside the 30. Down to the 28, and that's enough to stop the clock while he moved the chains with 7:08 to go in the game. First down, Hillcrest, as they continue to move. Fort Mill making lots of changes on the field as they're trying to get people off the field. I think they had too many men out there as they give it off to Dre Johnson around left end. Johnson breaks tackles, and now he's going to be run out of bounds down near the 10-yard line. But Fort Mill broke the huddle there with, I think they had 13 men on the field because there were two trying to get out of bounds.
They did. It's going to be a flag on them. More than likely declined after the big gain by Dre Johnson.
They will decline the penalty and take the gain, which gives them a first and goal at the Fort Mill 10-yard line. High school football on the OTS Sports Network, sponsored in part by the area's number one choice for safe and stylish transportation, 803-547-9077, 24K Rides. Snap to Beamish, hands it off to Johnson. Johnson bounces it to the left side, outside, takes it down inside the 10. Did he get to the end zone? Touchdown, Hillcrest Rams. I wasn't sure. I had to wait until the official stepped in and told us because the pylon disappeared. It got kicked over. I couldn't tell where it was at. But Dre Johnson takes it in for the touchdown for the Rams. Now, McCaleb will come in to attempt the extra point out of the hold of number 8, Trey Adkins. There's a snap, the spot, and the kick is up. Hits the upright and bounces back. No good. 6:37 to go in the game. Hillcrest leads it 40-14 over Fort Mill. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. With a Train Unstoppable event, you'll receive up to $1,000 trade-in allowance. Call AirTech at 327-7100 and say warm this winter.
See dealer for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Offer ends December 15th.
24K Rides is the area's choice for transportation needs. Corporate events, weddings, proms, airport transportation, and parties. 24K Rides Escalades and Mercedes Sprinters will get you there safe and in style. Call 803-547-9077 or online at 24krides.com.
Buying a home is a big, important investment with a lot of uncertainty. We'll let you know exactly what's going on with the home and any defects that need repaired. Put it under the microscope with Jeff Newell and Diggs Doctor Home Inspections. DigsDoctor.com.
Welcome back out to Chandler Stadium on the campus of Hillcrest High School in Simpsonville. Robert Earl Carter along with Matt Cray, where the Hillcrest Rams have stretched their lead 40-14 over the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets after Dre Johnson punched it in from 10 yards out. The extra point was no good. It hit the left upright and bounced back. So the Rams lead it 40-14, and McCaleb will kick it off. He'll kick a high, short kick. Jackson Randall will feel it at the 13, out across the 15 to 20, out to the 25, stumbling forward out around the 30, and got to the 32-yard line, where he's finally swallowed up by those big red jerseys out there. And Fort Mill will start first and 10 with 6:27 to go in the season.
6:27 left to go. What kind of message do you send to your team, and what are you trying to get out of this last 6:27 if you're a coach or a player?
You're going to try to do what you can to get some guys some game reps to get ready for next year. A lot of young guys out there, not many seniors. I see a few seniors out there. I see Trey Reed. I see Bartley Leonard. Bartley actually is a junior. But Helms in it, quarterback, takes the snap, going to hand it off to Jackson Randall, and Randall gets hit after a gain of about 4, it'll bring up second down and 6.
Nice little run up the middle. Randall has a great burst. I believe we did the first game of the Spring Valley this year. You said he prefers the term compact.
Yes.
I bring that up every game because that is the best way to describe him as a player.
He and Shane Boyle, two of the smallest guys out there, but two that play with a lot of heart, and they got quick feet. Boyle's going to line up the slot on the near side. They've got Randall to the right of Helms. Takes a snap, going to give it to Randall. Randall is wrapped up as soon as he takes the handoff. Two red jerseys all over him in the backfield. Going to lose all of what he gained on the previous play, almost all of it. They give him forward progress at the 35. It's going to bring up third down and 8 now for the Yellow Jackets.
Winthrop basketball head coach Pat Kelsey loves to say it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. Well, sometimes it is the size of the dog in the fight as that Hillcrest defensive line just surged through and brought down Randall in the backfield.
A lot of new faces out there for the Yellow Jackets right now as Dylan Helms takes the snap, drops back, flags before the snap. Looks like somebody might have moved. It looks like the wide out on the near side, number 22, Nick Bear. Inside him was Shane Boyle. Sebastian Locke over on the far side along with Ben Kellum. Those are the four receivers in the game right now for the Yellow Jackets. And they'll back them up to the 30-yard line on the penalty. It's third down and 13. Dylan Helms has his team break the huddle. They'll split three receivers to the near side this time. Jackson Randall lines up to the right of Helms. Dylan takes the snap, straight drop, looking, going to fire far side, got it, throws the deep ball down the far sidelines, gets knocked down, and the ball falls short, two defenders there. No flag as Kellum wanted an interference call, but he's not going to get it there because that was just good coverage. Ball was underthrown.
To me, it looked like Kellum was trying to fight back to the ball that was underthrown, and that's the type of situation where if you can draw the contact, a lot of times the flag will be thrown.
The problem was both defenders were looking at the ball, and they were coming back to it as well, and they just got tangled up. So that's going to be a no call and a good one. It's going to bring up fourth down and about 12, and Romanek will be in to punt one more time with Jefferson going back deep for the Rams. Jefferson's going to stand at around 32 of Hillcrest. Romanek waits the snap at the 16 of Fort Mill. Kyle puts his foot in it. It's a high kick. It hangs. It bounces, takes a Fort Mill bounce, and then they will down it at the 36-yard line. Allen Stevens gets down there to cover it for the Yellow Jackets. With 4:27 to go in the game, we'll take a quick break. Rams lead at 40-14. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Want to win big? What if we could turn over your high rates, run down your payments, and help you catch free checking without the fees?
Really? Who does that?
Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union does, because we're focused on you. Visit any of our 7 locations or arrowpoint.org to join today.
Member NCUAZ, ref for details.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. The Train Unstoppable event means special financing for 60 months. Call AirTech at 327-7100 and stay warm this winter.
See dealer for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Offer ends December 15th.
The Rams come out quickly as Beamish hands it off to Dre Johnson. Johnson off right side, going to pick up 5 yards. He's wrapped up by Allen Stevens and slammed to the ground. Allen following in the footsteps of big brother Grant. Second down and 5 now. Beamish looks over the offense, changing the play at the line. Now he's going to shift Johnson to the left side. He's got twins on each side. Jackets show a blitz and then back out. Beamish back to pass, under pressure now. Scrambling near side, going to throw it, and good coverage that time for the Yellow Jackets. Number 24, Chris King, steps up and pops the receiver in the back just as the ball arrived and falls incomplete.
Like you said, as the ball arrived, that was great timing by Chris King as he was able to lay the hurt on him right as he arrived. I can't really say it any better, just great timing on the play.
Third down and 6 now for Beamish and the Rams as he takes a snap, scrambles to the right, looking, pressure coming, backs up. Now he's going to throw it away. Good, smart play by Ethan Beamish to get rid of the football. And it's going to bring up a fourth down situation, and the Rams will have to punt for the second time tonight.
Yeah, just nice job by the Fort Mill defensive line to continue to fight and get pressure late in this game as you maybe see, you know, some new players for the Rams in the game, some tired offensive linemen. Good job by Fort Mill in that play on this drive to force their first 3-and-out.
Shane Boyle going to go back to receive the punt of Pusty. Pusty gets his foot in it. Good high kick that turns over. Boyle going to field it and fair catch it at about the 19-yard line. And Fort Mill will start first and 10 with 3 minutes and 19 seconds left to go in the game. High school football on the OTS Sports Network, sponsored in part by the Ligon Company. Investment property, commercial real estate, property management, and auctions. Call 366-3535. By your Upper Palmetto YMCA with 14 locations in York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. By AirTech Heating and Air, call Benny Etter at 327-7100 for all your heating and air needs. And by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax, discover the Founders difference, foundersfcu.com. Dylan Helms puts a man in motion, takes a snap, going to give it off Shane Boyle, and nowhere to go as Hillcrest nearly took the handoff from Helms.
Yeah, just, again, Hillcrest doing a great job getting in the backfield late in this game. As Fort Mill is just, they're dead tired.
They've got no answer for the defensive line of the Hillcrest Rams as the clock ticks under 3 minutes to go now. 2:50 ticking away in the 2017 season. Helms has Randall to his right, twin receivers each side. Drops back, looking, going to fire downfield, throws it just short. Actually, I believe it was actually caught by his intended receiver over there, and I'm waiting to see. That was number 20, Ben Kellum, making the catch. But he actually lost yardage on the play as he caught it a yard short of the line of scrimmage. It's third down and 11 for the Yellow Jackets.
Nice job to complete the pass, though. It was a tough throw. Bright where the receiver could get it.
Helms takes the snap, drops back, looking. Now he's going to tuck it and try to run, scrambling, trying to find somewhere to go. Running for his life, going to fire downfield and throws it out of bounds, incomplete, into the Fort Mill bench. But he did a good job to avoid a safety that time as he scrambled all the way back into the end zone. And it's fourth down, and Kyle Romanek will punt for the 93rd time tonight.
Now Hillcrest going on to play the winner of Spartanburg and Westside. Don't have an updated score on that, but earlier it was 3-3 tie ball game. Nice little low scoring game, but it's looking as Hillcrest is going to advance. I feel pretty comfortable calling that one.
I think so. It's 40-14 right now with a minute 55 to go, and they're about to get the football back. Romanek pulls down a high snap, gets the kick away, going to get a roughing the kicker call as Romanek is actually hurt as he took a shot to the knee. He's going to get up and limp off now. Was
he's
that a flop
hurt.
And a roll? Good grief. I don't know. He is limping. He does have a – it's not as bad as what he made it out to be to start with.
But if he's actually hurt, I don't want to make fun of an injury, Rob, but I think he's selling that pretty well.
He's coming back on the field to punt, but he rolled around like a dog that had been hit by a car.
1:42 left in the game. Might be your last punt of the season. The defender kind of nicked him. He didn't really hit him that hard. And Romanek, you saw him kind of jump to the ground. The ref reluctantly throws the flag from his pocket.
He kind of rolled under him, and it's the 5-yard running into the kicker variety. So Kyle's got to come back out and try to punt it away again if he can gather himself enough to do that with a minute 42 to go in the game. He's standing now at about the 11-yard line. High snap, gets it down, gets the kick away. It's a good kick off the side of his foot, though, and goes out of bounds. Had good hang time on it, but it goes out of bounds sideways at the Fort Mill 45, and that's where the Hillcrest Rams will start first and 10 with a minute 32 left in the football game. High school football playoffs on the OTS Sports Network, sponsored in part by the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, scheduled for May 4th and 5th, 2018 in Fort Mill, by Toyota of Rock Hill. Let's go places. By Shell Rapid Lube, service center home of the 10-minute oil change with two Fort Mill locations, and by Family Trust Federal Credit Union, building relationships for a lifetime. A handed off big hole for Dre Johnson, still on his feet, breaking tackles, and then he's finally going to be tripped up at the Fort Mill 34 by number 61, Cole Rasmussen, sophomore linebacker, as he makes the tackle at the 34.
Hillcrest is just going to be able to run this clock out as 1:18 and counting. They're going to come out victorious.
Ethan Beamish in the shotgun. Got Dre Johnson behind him. Got a slot receiver on the near side. Snap was way wide right, but he is able to grab it and give it to Johnson, and Johnson plows his way down to the 25 of Fort Mill, short of the first down. It's going to be third down and one now as the clock ticks down to 55 seconds remaining in the season.
Spartanburg up 24-17 on Westside in the fourth quarter, so if it stands as it does right now, Hillcrest will move on to play Spartanburg.
Second down and short. As Beamish lets the play clock tick down, takes a snap, going to hand it off to Johnson. Johnson dances around, breaking tackles, still on his feet. Johnson finally going to be driven out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock, actually, with 22 seconds left in the game, but it's enough for a Hillcrest first down, and now they could go to the victory formation and take a knee. I don't know if they will, but that's what they can do.
They've been running the ball in these situations. I get trying to get your guys more carries. I don't know if there's a right or a wrong way to go about it, but the clock's going to be run down on this play.
They say start the clock anyway. Beamish will take the snap. He will hand it off to Johnson. Johnson goes off right side, trips and falls, goes to the ground, and 10 seconds left. That's going to be the final play of the 2017 football season for the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets as they fall in the first round of the playoffs to the Hillcrest Rams, 40-14. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our players of the game in just a few moments
You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
It's the fall auction season. Selling two estates in Rock Hill, including real estate and contents. Also a medical office in Monroe and more contents online. Call me, Randy Luggan, and see theluggancompany.com for details. Gotta go.
Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, home of the 10-minute oil change, your one-stop shop for your car. Unbeatable prices, reliable experience, and efficient, friendly service. Shell Rapid Lube and Service Center, Tom Hall Street, Fort Mill.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about strengthening communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential and encouraging healthy living.
Get involved with the Y. Visit upynca.org.
The Y, with new locations in Riverwalk and the Clover Lake Wylie area.
Hi, this is Beth Vanderwalker with the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, reminding you of next year's date of May 4th and 5th, 2018. For more information, go to scstrawberryfestival.com. Go Yellow Jackets!
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. With a Train Unstoppable event, you'll receive up to $1,000 trade-in allowance. Call AirTech at 327-7100 and stay warm this winter.
See dealer for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Offer ends December 15th.
Want to win big? What if we could turn over your high rates, run down your payments, and help you catch free checking without the fees?
Really? Who does that?
ArrowPoint Federal Credit Union does, because we're focused on you. Visit any of our 7 locations or arrowpoint.org to join today.
Member NCUAZ, ref for details.
At Hillcrest High School, Robert Earl Carter along with Matt Cray. For tonight, we've seen the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets close out the 2017 season as they fall to the Hillcrest Rams in the first round of the 5A playoffs, 40-14. And Matt, we've got some business to attend to. I'll let you take care of the first one.
Absolutely. Tonight, Springs Insurance Defensive Player of the Game for the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets is Lawrence Adams. He is selected for his fumble recovery on a punt return in the fourth quarter. To commemorate tonight's performance, Adams receives a personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Lawrence Adams, tonight's Springs Insurance Defensive Player of the Game for the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Tonight's Fort Mill Ford Offensive Player of the Game for the Jackets is going to be Josh Cloud. He was selected for that 38-yard touchdown catch that he had in the second quarter, early in the second quarter. Josh redeemed himself. He had one last week just like that that he wasn't able to hang on to, and you could see he was just sick over it. But tonight he redeems himself. Catches the ball in stride, takes it 38 yards to the house. And to commemorate tonight's performance, Josh receives a special personalized engraved plaque. Congratulations to Josh Cloud, tonight's Fort Mill Ford Offensive Player of the Game. That's going to do it from here at Hillcrest. Matt, great job tonight. We appreciate you coming along and doing this with me, and I know you had a good time.
Always fun to get live on the air and call a football game. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. It's been a great time. I've done four or five Fort Mill games this season. It's been great to see the journey that they've been on.
You've been listening to Fort Mill High School Football Playoffs here on FM 94.3 The Bridge and WRHI.com. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the OTS Sports Network. Tonight's technical producer and our halftime host was actually Chuck Roberts. Our studio engineer doing a fantastic job as always, the one and only Spanky. For a complete listing of next week's playoff pairings and broadcast times, listen in tomorrow or go to WRHI.com to see where you can hear your favorite team. This is Robert Earl Carter, and on behalf of my on-air partner,
Matthew Cray,
we thank you for making our broadcast a part of your Friday night. Once again, the final score, the Hillcrest Rams 40, Fort Mill Yellow Jackets 14. Good night, everybody.